dumb.
Shell, when the dragon came down. Good morning. Static Radio, still waking up in the studio. Hey, Steve-O here with you. And Michelle, somewhere. I don't know where she ran off to. It's 6:14 now, and it is Wednesday. Wow, it's Wednesday. I can't believe it's already, like, halfway through the week, except not, because it's... Yeah, Michelle, get on the mic, bro.
I'm sorry.
You're here.
I am. Why not, right?
Yeah. What is happening here? Take that.
Okay.
You guys get to see what happens this early in the morning when we're not prepared.
Whoops.
Yeah. So, anyways, it feels dark in here. Two of those bulbs are up.
Oh, and the Christmas lights aren't on.
Christmas lights aren't on. Oh. See, we're not prepared.
This is
we're
a
not
problem.
Ready. You know what we need? We need to wake up, which means we need some good music, which means how about some Demon Hunter?
Okay.
Or As Cities Burn. What do we want to do?
What about that song by Korn called Wake Up?
You know, we can do that, but how about... Song's called Deteriorate. Good morning. It is Wednesday, 6:26 now. Steve-O and Michelle in studio. I guess I should turn your mic on.
Oh, thanks. Well, I didn't try and talk, so that's good.
Okay. It's early.
It is. Always early.
Yeah.
When we're here talking.
Dude, your hair looks amazing
this morning. That's enough. Stop. I woke up late and... I feel so 90s because I woke up late and I was like, what do I do? What do I do? I'll just put gel in it.
Oh.
And so now it's like crunchy with
like
gel.
Like the nasty, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the blue stuff that you used to get at Walmart?
No.
Or what?
No. It's just, it's actual like.
Nice gel?
Nicer gel.
Do they make nice gel, really?
I don't think
so. Let's be honest.
It's spray on.
Yeah.
So that was kind of nice, except that because I didn't get my hands all dirty.
Yeah.
But it was still terrible. It is the Lord that I am here this morning.
Yeah.
I had a dream all night, like repeat dream, that I was going to be here super late today, like normal work hours. So, and I wasn't like freaking, I didn't have like high anxiety.
It was like Nebuchadnezzar and like Daniel dreaming about crazy prophecy things.
Yeah.
But you were here before I was.
But I know, because I prioritize amazingly when I wake up late.
See, that's good.
Yeah, so I got up, and usually it takes me like 45 minutes to get ready, which I guess is not that long for a girl, but...
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
I guess. I know some people get up when I'm like spending the night at their house.
Took me 8 minutes. You still spend the night at people's houses?
Not anymore.
Oh,
well,
okay.
If the husband's out of town or something, we'll just go hang out with a friend and not come home.
I didn't know that grown-ups had sleepovers.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, appropriate ones anyways.
Well,
there are those that do have sleepovers.
Well, yes, but no, whenever I...
They're called sinners. Too early?
I'm sorry, all the 627 listeners. I'm sorry about him. It's a little bit early.
Go on, Jill.
I don't remember where I was going with this.
I don't either. It's
so,
okay.
It's morning time. I just woke up this morning and prioritized and got really ready really fast, like within 15 minutes.
I was going to say, it took me like 8 minutes this morning to get ready.
8 minutes.
That includes showering, brush my teeth, doing my hair, getting dressed.
I put my head under
eight
a
minutes.
Faucet.
Really?
Yeah, that's why my hair is wet and gel.
Wow.
You know.
I was someday, when Leah was talking about this actually on my car ride in here, talking about prom and making sure that you ask your prom date early enough so they have enough time to prepare, because apparently it takes girls a really long time to prepare for prom.
Yeah, awkward. Weird. It does. Weirdly, it does.
So, yeah. So, don't ask a prom date like the day before prom, right?
Right. They gotta
plan
know.
Plan that out.
They gotta go wax their eyebrows.
What?
Yeah. I did that for prom when I was in high school. I went and waxed my eyebrows.
Why
didn't I just pluck my eyebrows?
You think dudes really care about any of this stuff? I'm just being serious.
No, but I did.
Yeah.
I took a picture and... It'll be there forever.
Yeah, Leah was talking about buying new jewelry and all that stuff because you can't wear something that you've worn before.
Oh, I'm not
I'm
that
like,
person.
What?
Even at my wedding, I wore jewelry that I already had because I didn't want to go out and buy new stuff. So.
Ooh, isn't that bad? Because you're supposed to have something borrowed and blue and something dead or something like that.
Shut up.
I'm serious.
Something dead?
Yeah, thankfully we had grandma. So,
stop
I mean, she
it.
Was.
Stop. Stop it. No. You're not supposed to have anything dead.
What about fur? That's dead, right?
Who, did you wear fur on your wedding day?
I really didn't, no.
Okay.
No, I wanted to wear a Davy Crockett hat, which was my something dead, but didn't work out.
No.
Didn't work out. No?
No.
Okay.
No. It's bad news. Oh, my gosh.
So prom is going down Friday, May 4th, right here at the Hub at Calvary of Albuquerque, trying to recover. Whoo! Yeah.
Something dead. Don't bring anything
dead to
the prom.
Tickets are $19. Yeah, please. Please do not. Tickets are $19 or $15 for groups of 10 or more. Get your tickets early or be lazy and wait and get them at the door and help support Static Radio even more because we're a listener-supported station and tickets at the door are $25.
Yeah.
So it's going to cost you a bit more.
Why don't you just do that?
There's no group deal at the door.
Nope, none of
that. So don't wait. Okay, youth groups, you guys get together and, yeah, map this out. Plan it out, because apparently chicks do that anyways.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Unless you live in New Mexico.
Right. What is that?
Land of Mañana.
Yeah, true story. True story.
Don't be Land of Mañana. Let's change it. Come on, youth. Let's do this.
Come on, youths.
Youths.
All right, guys. Oh, wow. All right, we got some hip-hop. Are we ready for hip-hop? Is it too early for hip-hop?
Never too early for hip-hop.
Okay. We want to know what you guys think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to hear something this morning. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. The phone lines are officially open. And right now, I got some alert for you. A song called Red Spade. Static Radio. The band is brand new. That would be a culture shock right there. A song called Jesus Christ. Good morning, 640 now. It is Wednesday. Steve-O and Mitch.
What's up?
On your morning. And yeah, dude, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I mean, I'm going to anyway, so I don't know why I asked if I could ask you, because I'm going to ask you.
No, then.
Do you know what a flash mob is?
Well, of course I know what a flash mob. I watch the Ellen show. All she does is dance on that show.
Really?
Yeah, she just has dance times, and then they had, like, random flash mobs everywhere, and it's pretty cool, and I don't know. I've never been. I wanted to be a part of one.
Really?
Just, no. Just so I can make fun of it.
Why?
Because, well, apparently you have to, like, learn the choreography, which
right.
I would just make a fool out of it. Have you ever seen that commercial?
What commercial?
Where they're like, this guy's like starting a flash mob, and then like...
Oh, he's all alone?
He's like, yes. Going at it, and then he gets a text message.
Yes.
I'm like, sorry. I really like that commercial. I know what a flash mob is.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, I don't get it at all.
Like, you don't get the...
I get why... No, actually, I don't. I don't get it. They're stupid to me. They're really, really stupid. Now, for those who have no idea what a flash mob is, it's not a bunch of people, like, you know, in trench coats out somewhere, like, 1, 2, 3, yeah! It's not that. It's definitely not that.
Not that. That's illegal.
You would get arrested. That's right.
All of you.
Flash mob basically is a group of people, and they do this stupid choreographed dance at a certain time, and it's like, look at us, we're flash mobbing in the subway.
To, like, Soulja Boy.
Yeah. Let's get some attention here, and it's okay. I hate it.
You know
what?
I
think they're stupid.
Where did they originate? Do you know?
I have no idea. I don't know. That's a good... You should Wikipedia, because I'm sure it's true, whatever the internet
whatever
says.
Whatever I find on Wikipedia.
So check it out. Flash mob record attempt keeps the Carlton dance alive. When you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Remember Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, of course.
Fresh Prince, of course,
yeah.
I do.
It means, you know, it means doing the Carlton. The Carlton, you know, it swings his arms and hips back and forth, and I can't even do it. But anytime I hear Tom Jones, that's all I think of. So Carlton Banks from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he's been helping people avoid the inevitable, you know, not knowing how to dance thing since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the 90s.
Well, Carlton himself, true story, led a group of dancers over the weekend in trying to set the record for the largest flash mob in North America.
Whoa, Carlton.
TMZ reported that it was unclear if he actually broke the record, but even if he did, where do you go from there? Like, what do you do?
Has he accomplished everything he's wanted to?
Yeah, I don't know.
That, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
It's kind of, that is lame. That is.
Well, it's not like they even, normally in a flash mob, it's like one person walks out and then starts doing something. You're like, what is happening? And then, ooh, somebody else, look, I was eating a sandwich and now I'm doing something. And then it turns into this big, huge, like, wave of awesome. Well, that's what happens. It's usually at like the mall, like, food court.
But here's the thing. You always know when one's going to happen because you're like, there are like 300 times more people than usual in this food court.
So there were 12 instead of 4? Because
exactly.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest.
I was at the mall, the one on the east side, during Christmas when there was not a flash mob, a flash song. And like they all stood up and started singing the Hallelujah chorus. But here's the thing. We all knew it was going to happen. So
right.
It wasn't a surprise. So I wonder how many of these are actually surprises. Like, do they just videotape it and be like, this was awesome. We caught everyone off guard. But they told all their friends to come and watch
right.
them.
Right. Right.
Lame.
This is true. Because if my friend was involved in a flash mob,
they tell you.
I feel like I would have to be there just to watch their stupidity. Yeah, I said that. Forgive me if you're involved in flash mobs and you think they're awesome. I want to know about it, actually. 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. I'm assuming you've never taken part of a flash mob.
I have not.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
I did sing with them the Hallelujah chorus, though.
I want to
know,
who starts it. Like, one random guy just goes,
I'll do it.
Mitch, I got this idea. So, I want to do this crazy Thriller dance. And get 147 of your closest friends. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go to the food court. And I'm going to be at the Quiznos. And then... And then it's going to come on. And I'm going to start doing it. And you guys start looking around like you're... What's happening? But then one other person is going to rise up from the Burger King, right? And it's going to be all crazy. And then we're going to dance. We'll call it a flash mob.
And then I would say... No, well, I can come and watch.
Oh, Saturday? I can't do Saturday.
No, Saturday doesn't work.
Saturday's not, that's not
and
a
I'm
good
the
day.
Total, like, bummer out of the entire thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what you're being.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I am.
Well,
if somebody came up to me and said,
have you ever seen one?
Dude, I want to know. I'll be like, that's stupid.
Have you ever seen one?
No, I've never seen one.
Well,
I've seen videos on YouTube.
Yeah, they are pretty lame.
They're dumb.
I agree. No, I don't know who starts it.
And then
it.
You got the old person who's like sitting there confused and they're like, see?
Those are the only people who are surprising.
It. Well, they're always confused. They're old.
Hey, I'm sorry, 644 listeners. I'm sorry about him.
Stop apologizing for me. 505-338-3700, the phone number. If you'd like to chime in on the conversation, or, dude, if you want to get your request on, you can do so as well. 505-338-3700. Hello, Static Radio.
Hey.
Hey.
Is there any way we could listen to more of, like, the old Blindside stuff, like Pitiful and, like, that era?
Yes, dude.
Of course.
To wake you up this morning or what?
Yeah.
Yes. You want to hear Sleepwalking? How's that?
That sounds good.
Yeah?
I'll take that, yeah.
All right. I will give you that.
Excellent.
So
thank you.
We'll do that. All right, man.
Have a good one.
All right, you too. Wake up!
Bye.
That would be the greatest band in the universe.
Agreed. Yes.
Greatest band of all time. Right there. Blindside. Song called Sleepwalking. By request. Hey, if you want to get your request on, 505-338-3700. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is the morning show with Steve-O and Meesh.
I'm here as well.
Or Mitch. Or the plethora. I should just
Either
ask
one.
Facebook. I don't even know what to call you anymore. I like Mitch.
I don't care.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's the biggest problem right now.
Just don't call you late for dinner. Am I right?
That's so funny. Stop it.
That was stupid.
That was lame.
Okay, so can we talk about something very serious?
Oh, we're going serious now.
Well, yeah.
6:49. Going serious. This is the time, guys.
Why do you keep going according to the time?
Because everything has to deal with time.
Okay.
Didn't you ever
this
see
has
in
to
time?
Deal with I didn't actually.
Neither did I. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm like, dude, JT.
No, Dominic, one of our graphic designers.
Yeah.
Told me that I need to see it. So
really?
Yeah, he told me.
Well, if he says it, then I'm gonna go see it.
Yeah. So.
Besides, I'm kind of a fan.
JRT.
I'm not gonna lie. Slightly a fan. Not a huge fan.
Oh.
I may or may not.
I was a fan of Justin before he was cool.
You know.
Bye-bye. I know every word to this song because I love NSYNC.
Do you really?
I love NSYNC. Okay, I'm an NSYNC girl.
You're not allowed to confess stuff like that on the morning show.
I don't care.
We want people to like you.
No.
Okay.
No. This is true. I can't deny that.
Why not?
Because I was a fan for like more than 5 years.
Wow.
Like hardcore fan. I had merchandise.
You had merch?
I had a Justin Bieber teddy bear.
Justin Bieber?
Justin Timberlake.
I have a Justin Bieber teddy bear.
No, I don't own any of his merch. I'm definitely older than him. So.
Wow.
Timberlake.
JT.
Justin Randall Timberlake.
Okay. His middle name's Randall?
Randall.
And you know that?
Yes.
You're a freak.
I was 12. I was 12.
Wow. Okay. Well, somebody I was a crazy fan of when I was a kid, the Janet.
Yes.
Miss Jackson.
Love her. She was my...
Yeah. but I want to talk about something very serious, and we're not talking NSYNC.
Okay.
A Long Island mom recently was fired after she donated her kidney to her boss.
That's messed up.
I kid you not.
This is
what happened. A kind and generous Long Island mom donated her kidney to save the life of her boss, who then turned around after she got what she wanted and fired the woman, according to a new legal complaint.
Backstabber.
Yeah. She decided to become a kidney donor to her boss, she said, and she took my heart instead. She asked for a kidney, but she took my... That's a quote. In quote, to the New York Post, I decided to become a kidney donor to my boss, and she took my heart. That's what she said. Debbie Stevens, 47-year-old divorced mother of two, sobbed to the Post. I feel very betrayed. This has been a very hurtful and horrible experience for me. She just took this gift and put it on the ground and kicked it.
This is like real. She's talking about organs.
Yeah, dude, this is a big deal. In papers filed Friday with the State Human Rights Commission, Stevens charged that she was clearly set up by her boss at this billion-dollar Atlantic Automotive Group, which operates several new car dealerships. Stevens said she first got to know the boss while toiling as a clerical worker for the firm starting in 2009. Stevens then left the company in 2010 to move to Florida. But when she returned to Long Island for a visit, she stopped by the office and talked with the boss, discussion that included her health problems and her need for a kidney transplant. Stevens told the Post that she told her she'd located a possible donor, a family friend, but because she was naturally a kind and generous person, she told her that if necessary, she'd be willing to donate the kidney. Her boss told her, "You never know. I may have to take you up on that offer one day." Soon after, Stevens decided to move back to Long Island for good and asked if she could return to work there. And she had a job with the company again within weeks.
This is fishy. I know.
Then 2 months later, in January of 2011, Stevens told the Post that her boss called her into the office and said, "My donor was denied. Were you serious when you said that about your kidney?" And I said, "Sure, yeah. She's my boss. I respected her. It's just who I am. I didn't want her to die." I mean, who wants their boss to die, really?
If Stever came up to you and said, "Dude, I need a kidney," would you?
Oh, man. How bad does he need this kidney?
He's going to die, just like this woman.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'd have to give Stever my kidney.
Yeah.
I have two, right? Don't you have two kidneys?
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
I'll Wikipedia it.
I'd give him my kidney.
What? Well,
maybe.
Well, he doesn't seem as... He's not this woman.
No. This woman was in need. In need. So she had apparently been grooming her to be her backup plan. But while Stevens was a close health match, she wasn't a perfect one. So the doctors agreed to allow Stevens to donate her left kidney to someone else in the transplant group. so that Brucia, the boss, could move up the waiting list and get her organ from someone else.
Oh, so she didn't even get her own kidney.
No, but she still donated a kidney so that this Brucia lady could get a better kidney.
This
I don't know.
This is awful.
I know. I felt I was giving her her life back, Stevens told the Post. My kidney ended up going to St. Louis, Missouri, and hers came from San Francisco.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Rice-a-roni. The San Francisco treat. Yeah. Steven said she didn't realize that she was in for serious pain, discomfort in her legs, and digestive problems after the surgery. Okay, I'm not giving Steven my kidney. She said she felt pressured to return to work September 6th before she was ready, even while her boss was still recovering at home. When Stevens went home sick 3 days after her return, she said Brucia actually called her from home to berate her. She said, "What are you doing? Why aren't you at work?"
Oh,
and I told
gosh.
Her, I just donated a kidney.
Oh,
she didn't say that. She said, I don't feel good, Stevens told the Post. And then her boss fired her for poor grammar because it's, I didn't feel well. You don't feel well.
Good is like you're good not is, doing something good.
Right. Anyways, she said, you can't come and go as you please. People are going to think you're getting special treatment. Get back to work, kidney donor. I added the last sentence. But,
get back to work, kidney donor.
After the boss returned to work, she'd yell at Stevens in front of coworkers over alleged mistakes. Stevens said that her office and overtime were eventually taken away and that she was demoted to a dealership 50 miles from her home in a high-crime neighborhood that coworkers jokingly called Siberia. Experiencing mental anguish, she consulted a psychiatrist, and her lawyer wrote a letter to the company, after which Stevens was quickly fired.
Is she suing? Is she like...
Yes, she is.
What can you do?
Yes, she is. She's suing. Because this is all documented in the lawsuit that I'm currently reading, Michelle.
This is a lawsuit.
Yeah, Brucia did not return phone calls from the Post. She was spotted outside her Babylon home Friday, getting into a limo with plastic cups and what appeared to be a bottle of pink champagne. Good to see the kidney is helping her
That's
out.
That's probably why she needed a new kidney, all that champagne.
I thought, really?
Maybe.
Isn't that your liver?
I think you can have kidney failure, too.
You can have kidney failure from alcohol?
Your whole body can fail from alcohol.
Wow. That's bad.
Yeah, this is bad. This is a big story. This is big.
You know what's worse is I'm reading the story and it's taken so long I've had to play Janet Jackson twice.
Oh, my gosh.
This is awful. Yesterday, the boss's husband, James, told a reporter that the claims were far from the truth. But declined to say how far from the truth. She didn't fire anybody, but yeah, apparently there's a discrimination lawsuit going on. Dude, a boss fired her employee after the employee donated the kidney. 505-338-3700. That's ridiculous.
But listen, did you read her last sentence? She says, I have no regrets that I donated a kidney because it saved a life of a man in Missouri. She doesn't even
I
regret
have
this.
No Bradley Hathaway, a storm is coming. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Sebo and Mitch.
Having problems with my headphones again.
It's your crunchy gel hair.
It's that. Yeah, it's my 90s hair.
What are you watching?
The Carlton. I'm watching Carl do the Carlton do the Carlton.
I don't get it, man. If you're just joining us, we were talking earlier about Carlton. Doing a flash mob dance of craziness, trying to break the record for the biggest flash mob. And America said, who cares? I don't know, I think.
And then YouTube blows up with the people watching the Carlton.
Yeah.
I love this.
5.8 million views on Facebook. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's what people are watching on Facebook?
The Carlton.
Wasting time.
And a 19-year-old Will Smith.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Anyway, flash mobs are lame.
Yeah, they are. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to join in on the discussion. Talking about a Long Island mom who was kind, who was generous, and yet the boss said, oh yeah, what have you done for me lately, girl? Because you fired. She actually donated her kidney. Donated her kidney.
No, this isn't small. She donated her kidney.
Yeah, to her boss. In this ridiculously long story that I'm not going to tell over again.
Just
but basically,
know that she did that.
Yeah, she got this job probably because, you know, this whole, you know, kidney thing. There's a lady knocking on our window.
It's our fan.
So, yeah. Hey, Steve!
Steve-er.
There's somebody knocking on our window and it's creepy. Take care of it.
Thank you!
Thank you! Yeah, okay.
You better donate your kidney to him. He's going to fire you.
4001 Osuna Road Northeast if you'd like to come knock on our back window and be very creepy. Speaking of creepy, okay, Long Island mom. She donates a kidney to her boss, and her boss says, "Oh, sweet, now get back to work." And she's like, "Dude, I just donated a kidney. I'm sore, and this kind of hurts. I just had surgery." And the boss said, "Well, people are going to think I'm giving you preferential treatment. Get back to work." And,
preferential treatment?
Basically, she was fired. That's weird.
Tina,
Tina
says, "That's nice and weird at the same time. Hope she got a raise before getting fired."
Yeah, that doesn't matter, though, because even if you get, like, a monster raise, it's only good for, like, a paycheck.
If she worked at all, they're like, "Hey, we're giving you an $18 raise, and now you're fired, so."
Now you're fired, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So she says, "I have no regrets that I donated a kidney because it saved the life of a man in Missouri." Yeah, that sounds weird, I know. But what happened is she was supposed to donate her kidney to her boss. It wasn't a perfect match, so her kidney went to some dude in Missouri instead. And her boss ended up getting somebody else's kidney in San Francisco.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
What an odd story. But yeah, they are basically suing. Because they said the boss turned on her and she should have been kissing her feet. Instead, like Judas, she kissed the cheek. The lawyer didn't say that.
That was it.
Because
was
he's a lawyer condition. And lawyers don't use biblical phrases.
No.
Oh, thank you. Where are you, drummers? Yeah. Woo!
Thank you,
drummers.
You have it. You're
I apologize to lawyers. I love lawyers. I really do. I'm just kidding. I'm totally joking. You can send all hate mail to studio@mystaticradio.com if you'd like to email in on the conversation. Yeah, talking about this lady who lost her kidney. Well, she lost her job because she gave her kidney to her boss. She lost her kidney.
She lost a lot.
She lost a lot, bro. She lost a lot and didn't even get a thank you. She got a boot out the door. So she, of course, is suing for millions. I'm sure we'll keep you updated. I'm sure she's going to win the lawsuit.
Yes. It's like winning the lottery.
I say I'm sure she's going to win the lawsuit, but I don't know.
I feel like she will. Yeah? I feel like I feel like the boss manipulated her. She only hired her to get that kidney anyway.
Yeah.
That's what she did.
Can it be proven in a court of law?
It can be proven. No, it can't.
No, it can't. That's the thing.
Dang.
That's the thing. You can, everybody sue happy, but it's like, unless you have like documentation where she said, "Yeah, we're bringing her back so I could steal her kidney."
What?
And then they fire her and she's like, "Oh, I fired her because I didn't need her anymore." And like, it's written down. It's like word against word these days.
That's
I'm
dumb.
Just saying.
What about like that? This is kind of changing. This is on.
The Temper Trap, Sweet Disposition right here on Static Radio. Hey, if you missed it yesterday, New Music Tuesday, we premiered a brand new track from those guys. And yeah, incredible stuff. In fact, I had a chance to interview JR, the guitar player from Love and Death yesterday. That interview is up at mystaticradio.com. Yeah. Good morning. 718 now, Static Radio, Steve-O, and Mitch.
What's up?
What?
Hey,
Mitch.
Yo, yo.
And my dear friend, JoJo.
What up, dude?
Hey, buddy.
Okay, so wait. Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I understand. I'm sure. I don't even have to. You know what? Here's the thing. I know you're talking about it like crazy. But let me just tell you what happened to me yesterday. Night before last, I thought it'd be cool. Oh, it's kind of hot. I didn't even snap. I left my windows open a crack overnight.
Oh.
No, you did not.
So I got in the car yesterday.
Like, no screen. You mean car window?
Car window. Just
let it
be cool overnight. So I get in the car. Everything's chill. I turn on my car and start driving down the road, and the freaking third horseman of the apocalypse unleashes into my car.
Yeah.
And I was like swerving, and I'm like, "Oh my God, I got left behind!" And I'm just like, freaking like flailing at the, I'm thinking an army of dusty locusts
yeah.
are trying to eat me. But it was this moth thing. And then and I'm like saying I get converted into an utter state of lawlessness,
yeah,
which I don't care because I missed the rapture anyway. Right. So I might as well start this whole 7 years with a bang.
Yeah.
And I'm like cussing at these things. And I'm like trying to, like, you know, mother, father, piece of shirt, flippity flappity, Bill Cosbying these guys like all out of the window.
Yeah.
And I'm just freaking out, man.
Yeah.
So I'm really upset and agitated. Okay? Anxious.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know what to do. Like, it yeah. makes me shaky.
Yeah.
When I think about it.
Dude, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's Mothpocalypse.
It's the worst.
It really is.
Yeah, freaking Mothstantine outside. Oh my gosh, dude, what is going on?
Yeah.
And did these guys come from caterpillars? Like, what's the difference? Like,
grubs.
How does it work?
They came from those little worms
from
in the ground.
Grubs?
Little yeah. grubby grubs. Yeah.
Is
grubs.
It just from people mulching?
Like, I don't know.
We got big dumps.
Apparently,
big dumps,
we had
landfills.
According to NMSU, which we can't rely on because it's NMSU.
Yeah, but they did make green chili.
I'm just kidding.
We've been relying on those guys for a long time.
He went to New Mexico State.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah,
it's oh, no.
We have
dude, you can rely on NMSU
yeah.
for a good party.
Yes.
I can rely on NMSU for directions to what is.
Yeah. True story. Yeah, according to them, it's because we had a short winter and I don't know. They were trying to make up some stuff and say,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, because yeah. they were saying, like, in Arizona that they really needed at least one good freeze to kill a bunch of the bugs.
Yes.
And that kind of keeps the circle
happen.
Of life.
Yeah, the freeze didn't happen.
Oh.
So because of that, it's... Dude.
Everybody freeze.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Man, man. Okay, so there's got to be someone to blame for this whole thing.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
All right.
Yeah, what I said needs to happen is an episode of
the
birds.
The devil's a cop-out. We got to blame someone else.
Yeah. We need some Hitchcock-style movie thing to happen where birds show up, except instead of attacking us, they just eat all the moths.
Yes.
And then they're too fat to attack us.
Yes, like there's got to be like
full.
A mad scientist involved with this whole thing.
Something.
Like Professor Larva.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever, you know.
This isn't an episode of Smallville. This is really happening.
I'm just saying that the meteorites did this.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So we have a moth invasion on our hands.
Oh.
The worst part is... these Miller moths, as they're called, there's not really a whole lot you can do, so they say you just got to wait it out.
Really?
My car's disgusting.
Miller moths?
Miller moths.
Miller.
So, like, in Detroit, is it like Pabst moths? Like, what is that? What is Miller moths?
Yes, Colorado would be the Coors moth.
Okay,
yes.
Coors moth.
Coors. The Colorado Rockies.
I gotcha.
No, I don't know. Why are they called Miller moths? Do you know?
No. We read the same story.
All I'm saying is that the Colt 45 moths you do not want to mess with.
Wow.
You do not want to mess with those moths. All right? Hey, you know what? To each their own and, you know, don't sin in your moth killing. But...
Yeah, the best advice we got, we searched the interwebs for what we can do. The best thing they say is either a bowl of soapy water or just a bowl of water underneath a light, like hang it from your light.
I saw
and so
like
they hit the light
Facebook.
And they drop down and they drown.
That's
oh,
it.
Sweet.
That's it.
Yeah. I'd love to pour out that bowl in the morning.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Zzz, now you can have moth stew.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Dude, the worst is when they're in the house. You know you've, like, gotten up to get a drink of water, go to bathroom, whatever. It's late at night. There's that one light bulb on in your bathroom.
Right.
And you see the moth bumping against the bulb and little clouds of dust.
Yeah.
Moth dust. Remember what I was talking about? Like, breathing people's, like, bad smells?
Yeah, gross.
This is, like, the even worse level of that because I can see the solid particles that I'm breathing in. It's the worst, dude.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
No, I know.
Oh.
Welcome to day three.
I'm really agitated.
Yeah.
All right.
I took photos this morning because I don't know that people outside of New Mexico understand. We were talking to JR yesterday from Love and Death, and he's in Arizona. I mean, that's not even that far from here. They don't have it. They don't have the Mothpocalypse.
Mm.
So, yeah, dude, we took photos this morning of this window before the sun came up.
It was
and it was
bad.
They don't cover.
They don't have a lot of things, dude. They have palm trees and no coconuts.
Yeah, true story.
That's a rough. It's rough
times.
Like
those are genetically made palm trees?
No, I think it has something to do with the fact that they're like down on sea level.
What?
You know?
That doesn't make sense because California and Hawaii
is on
sea level
by the coast. But they're sea level like in the desert.
Okay.
There's like no ocean. Where's that water going to come to fill up the coconuts?
Oh,
imported from Colorado?
Yeah, I think I got you.
It's going to be a bad scene.
Okay.
I really, there's absolutely no scientific evidence in what I just said.
I know.
Like, it literally.
I'm like, oh, but that makes sense.
I don't know the language, but I got the accent down.
Yeah,
like, I literally said that with authority, but I have no, I made it all up.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude, speaking
of.
Speaking of authorities, I wanted to, you came in here frustrated by about two things.
I was, yes.
Moths, which we have all grown to hate over the last few days.
Yeah.
It's horrible. At least they're not like the Mothra, like giant Triforce of Doom moths, you know what I mean? They're those little bitty ones.
Although that would be pretty cool.
If they were huge?
Well, no, that would mean like we could call out Godzilla!
Yeah.
And like, if we could like remote control like
a... She's never seen a Godzilla movie.
What?
I know.
I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I need to watch them.
Yeah.
Now's the time.
He's got like sparklers coming out of his mouth.
She doesn't know these things.
All right.
He really
does. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about this.
Okay, man. So Cherry Hills, New Jersey. We'll just say that.
By the way, all parents, be prepared to be pissed.
Yeah, right now. I'm
just
not even
so you know. So you know.
This story's going around the internet, and this guy put up this YouTube video, this father. So this guy, Stuart Chaffetz, he's a dad. He's got a 10-year-old son at Horace Mann Elementary School in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Okay.
His son's name is Akian.
Okay.
And his son has autism. All right. And so he goes to a regular school,
right,
but they have a little class, you know, for autistic kids.
Right.
And they have like, you know, just kind of a wide range of kind of, you know, communication, you know, hurtles.
No, I get it. Between like 40.
Well, that's like Asperger's and stuff. But
right. But that's still a form of autism.
It is. Yeah. But between like 40% and 80%, the kids in that class, there's about 10 kids, and they have a hard time communicating, to say the least. So he went in there, and he was getting reports back from the school and the teacher and the aide that his kid was having these violent outbursts, you know, and it's really problematic. And he's like, whoa, Mrs. Lippy, this makes no sense, because, hi, I'm the dad. I know my kid because he's special needs. I've spent a lot of time with him, and he's never been prone to violent outbursts, you know. And unfortunately, his kid can't tell him what's going on in the class. And so they wind up calling in, the school brings in a behaviorist and a psychiatrist type thing, you know, and the interviews Akian, and the interview, and he even tries to create a scenario to get Akian to respond, and he even tries to provoke Akian, and it doesn't work. The kid doesn't burst out in anger.
Right.
So they're saying this doesn't make any sense, you know?
Yeah.
And so after 6 months of this ordeal, dad is like, you know what? I'm fed up with it. Something's going on in that classroom and I don't know what it is. And my kid can't tell me and no one else. And this doesn't make any sense. So he wired his son and sent him to school.
Wow.
It's genius. It is.
I mean, it's his son, you know, and it's not as if he wasn't like, didn't, that's not the first thing he did, you know?
No, I get it. I've seen Donnie Brasco.
So he wired his son, and what he got back, 6 hours of audio, okay, from the whole day of class, and was basically horrifying to him. It was the teacher and the aide verbally, you know, saying completely inappropriate things to all the students, berating the kids, you know, foul language, all kinds of stuff, dude. And he's got it all on tape. He took it to the school board, and they fired the teacher's aide, but they only transferred and moved the teacher. And he's really upset. So he posted a YouTube video, and he's like, you know what? Fine, I'm taking it public. He posted a YouTube video, and he explains the whole deal, and he does it very. This guy obviously has his head on his shoulders. He's not like a. He's not like a going for drama.
I mean, obviously, who hasn't wired their kid?
Right, and he's not suing the school. He's not taking him to court. He doesn't want money. He says it's principle and dignity of his son.
It is.
You know, and so anyway, the story's online, and
so if you really want to start your Wednesday off horribly and angrily,
well, here's
check out this video.
They can do something proper about it. He basically had launched a petition at change.org calling for the teacher's dismissal and a public apology.
It needs that, man. So,
and that's all he wants.
Dude, yesterday we were talking about a story, a woodshop teacher who was 60 years old who couldn't get his class to pay attention, so he lined them all up against the garage, pulled out a handgun, and shot 10 times at them with blanks.
Oh, man, dude.
And they paid attention after that.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was like, what? The crazier part of that story is the parents are siding with the teacher.
Those must
That's
have been
when
some
you
bad
know
kids.
Your kids are like unruly. Yeah.
Where
you're
are
like,
they growing up?
Oh, I know my kid. This is horrible. Yeah. Yeah.
So this guy has a petition at change.org, and he says there's already about 18,500 signatures, probably more now. He says no one treats children like that, who calls them vicious names, who humiliates them,
right.
Batters them verbally, and nobody like that deserves to
Will
be
Will you
a
post
teacher.
That on our Facebook page?
Yeah, sure. I'll pop it up there.
Cool. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to check it out and chime in on the story. Static, hello.
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 I just heard this story in it. I'm actually on my way to work right now. I work in the SPED department.
Okay.
And I work with the fragiles and the mentally disabled, and this just makes me sick to my stomach. I'm so upset right now.
Well, obviously they got some folks in there who probably didn't have a passion for the job the way someone like you would, right? Like, is it safe to say that if you're going to work with specially needs kids and developmentally disabled, that you kind of have to have a burning or a calling for that, right?
You do.
Yeah, and it sounds like someone just thrown into the job from the temp agency.
Wait. Yeah. What I want to ask first off, though, is you just said you were on your way to the SPED department. And I remember when I was in middle school, that was like a bad word.
Dude,
special ed.
Right.
We got that when I was in middle school, but we didn't use it in that
Dude,
way.
You can't just take her little abbreviation and make it a bad thing.
I'm
She's
just
calling
saying,
it what it is.
I know, but it's like when people
that's
say,
like making
oh,
rainbows
that's
gay.
That's true. That's
They're
true.
Just, it's just what
Thank
it is.
You. Everything changes. There's yeah. no politically correct ways to say anything really anymore.
True story.
It's
true
just
story.
What it is. You make it what you want.
All right. I just want to make sure I'm on the level here.
Yes, everything's cool. I have a special needs daughter as well, so
okay.
that kind of is my calling. But
right.
That teacher should be fired, and there should be a lot more.
Waverly, part that won't let go. Static Radio, good morning.
Also called The Hand.
Wow.
It's like, bro, we're done shaking hands.
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
Good morning.
What's up, Mitch?
What's up?
I can't see you through Steve-O's head.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Steve-O,
all right.
Mitch.
I'm too short.
JoJo in studio on our Wednesday here. We've been talking about this this classroom debacle. Dad, basically, long story short, autistic child. School said he was unruly. He said, my kid's not unruly. And ended up wiring his kid to see what was going on. Turns out the teachers were, wow.
Heckling him.
Heckling, cursing at these
They were talking to the kids about how they were still hungover from the night before.
Wow.
Like, the stuff they were saying was, like, pretty, was super inappropriate.
So basically, you just want to fight these teachers.
Yeah.
So, the worst is they didn't get fired. Took it to the school board. The teacher's aide got fired. The teacher was transferred
right.
so that she could be a jerk face to other kids in some other school.
So, you know, she's at Highland now. So,
where is the traffic?
It was right there.
Where? Oh, right here. You ready?
Yeah.
You got it?
There I go.
All right. I got to find it. There it is. Hey, look, it's traffic.
Oh, no. I don't know what this means. San Antonio, I-25, both directions at Wyoming. What does
construction.
That mean? Construction. Oh, this is all construction. Okay. This construction at San Antonio, I-25 going both ways on Wyoming. Northbound Eubank, it's between Constitution and Chico in the right lane.
Today, Junior? Wow.
I'm sorry.
You didn't have to be wired to hear that one.
I'm sorry.
That's your look at traffic?
Yes, it's your look at traffic.
That's right. Sponsored by Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast.
Yeah. Do you guys check to make sure that traffic is accurate?
No.
Because I don't remember what station was on, like, in my car, and it's like, crash cleanup at Louisiana and Manal. And I'm literally driving through the intersection right now, and there's nothing.
Do you want me to tell you a secret about all the other stations
that
use quote-unquote traffic?
They get it from us?
They get it from Phoenix.
Oh,
true story.
This is Ian. How can I help you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going down?
Hey. Nothing, just showing everybody on the joys of how people get traffic.
Oh.
They're traffic guys from Phoenix, and that's how entire buildings work at other radio stations.
Wow.
Dude isn't even local. So if you want local traffic...
Yeah, we need some radio. Eye in the sky action.
That's right.
Eye in the sky? Oh, let me guess. You've actually hired a ton of moths to fly around in the sky.
Those are my eyes.
This is it.
Those are my moth eyes in the sky.
Yeah.
For real. So what's going on with this plague of moths?
I don't know, dude. I don't know, but they're not in the oatmeal, are they?
No.
All right, well, then I might score some of that.
If you'd like me to put some in there, I'm sure I could just reach my hand out the door and grab like 50.
No kidding, right, dude? It's gnarly.
I feel kind of bad, to be completely honest, because... on my way into work, my headlights, I've been killing so many moths. Oh. I believe there are a lot of single mothers lying around.
Oh,
yeah!
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You did it.
Wow.
Sorry, I just had to. Single mothers. Get it? Single mothers.
Wow.
Okay, so we have a moth meal.
Yeah.
Let's move past this.
Yes, let's. Ian, can I get a, what is my drink name now?
Super Mario.
The Super Mario.
Super Mario. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I don't know what that is, so you're going to have to explain it
that's
to me.
That's
I'm like, does it have, like, mushrooms in it? Does it make you taller when you drink it?
Here's the deal. The Ned Flanders is a cool drink, but not a cool name, and it's an Americano, which is Italian for American, and since it's Italian, the greatest Italian in the universe, obviously, is Super Mario.
Clearly.
The drink name is Super Mario, and that's a Goliath... Three shots, Cuban style Americano.
Whoa! You just Cuban styled your Italian drink.
Yeah. So he's a Cuban Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's the Super Mario.
But see,
so in other words, it's like a really good cigar. Like, I don't get it.
But see, it's fine because when I make it, I actually go doot 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 doot. So it brings it back.
There
it
is.
You know.
Right on.
All right, so we have the moth meal, the Super Mario. What else can I get you?
Busta want?
He wants the oatmeal.
You want the oatmeal?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to do the oatmeal. I might do like a burro.
Okay. Would you like bacon?
Yeah. Bacon.
Would you like some chile in there?
Yeah, for shouts.
Chile? You want some red chile?
For shouts.
Okay.
Can you Christmas that mother?
You know
that
I will.
Martha?
You
that
know.
Martha?
You brought it back, man. It was dead. It died.
Like all the other moths on the front of my car. Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Mitch. I've been interrupting you. Your order.
No, it's cool. I want exactly what he's getting.
What?
Burro, bacon, Christmas? Red.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Okay.
Burro, bacon, Christmas. Holla back.
Yeah,
hey, can I score like a T?
A tea, sure. You want me just to, like, surprise you with the tea?
For sure.
Iced
or hot tea?
Hot.
Hot tea?
Yeah.
All right.
Do what you like.
There it is.
Okay.
I'm delicious. Hey, thanks, y'all.
Hey, thanks, Ian.
All right, see you later.
All right, Solomon Sporch, everybody. Woo! 4001 Asuna Road Northeast. On the Calvary campus. Ian will treat you right, man.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Come on. It's true.
Yeah,
you know it.
Pretty epic,
I love Solomon Sports, man. I'm a fan.
I just want to sit around there and tell stories.
Yeah. Norm and all the guys down at the... Yeah.
Maybe one day I'll get my own sitcom.
Static Radio.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Morning.
I need to purge my brain of all the mothers.
Yeah, dude. It's disgusting, right?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Can you play me a birthday song?
Is it your birthday?
How about some Bullets and Binary?
Is it your birthday?
Is it really your birthday, though?
Yeah, it's my birthday for sure.
Are you that guy that goes to the restaurant to get the free...
37? Dude, you're practically dead.
Oh, my gosh.
You're, like, practically in the ground.
Oh, I'm going to hit him for you.
Yeah, Joe's going to hit me.
All right.
It's okay.
See you guys, man.
All right, man.
I'm serious, dude.
Happy birthday. Have a great day.
Dude, can I just tell you that you're in rare form this morning? Like, you've always been kind of like
I don't know, rhymes with like a Groosh. I've always been kind of like that. But you're amazing this morning.
Thank you.
I don't know what's going on.
Thank you.
But I like it. Yeah.
We got that birthday request right after this. It's me without you. Steve-O, Mitch, JoJo.
What up?
Wednesday morning, 747. Static Radio.
Join Static Radio for a... This is 88.3 FM, KLYT Albuquerque, with Surge, our locally produced hip-hop show.
Incredible.
Yeah. Let's do some hop hip.
Surge, Friday nights at 8, right here on Static.
Wednesday morning, Steve-O and Joey Belleville in studio. Meesh had to go on and do her real job.
Meesh.
And this is the Ataris.
Nobody on the road, nobody on the beach.
I love the Ataris. Can I just say that?
Yeah.
Anyways. Hi.
What are you doing, dude?
You know.
This is kind of the jam
right
here,
playing the tasty jams. You know what? Summertime songs, it's that song and it's this song. Oh, yeah!
Yeah! I got my first real 6-3. Rolling at the 5 and dime.
That's like straight out of Canada, yo! It was the summer of 69!
That's a Canada, that's like Summer's Kingdom.
Nothing says a good walk on the beach like Canada.
We never get far. Okay, no more Bryan Adams. Dude, it is a Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. Steve-O and JoJo. We need to tell Meesh bye. We forgot to tell Mitch.
Oh, yeah.
That we'd see her later. She has to do a real job. I think this is this shortcut extension thing to them.
Hello.
Hey.
Du hast Meesh.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Hey, thanks for hanging this morning.
Hey, I had fun.
Yeah you're awesome. Good. Yeah. We miss you.
Oh, okay. That was fast.
Yes.
We'll see you tomorrow.
That's true.
Have the time of your lives.
It smelled way nicer in here when you
I
were
had
here.
The time of my life.
Okay.
I never felt this way before.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Stop
yes,
it.
I swear.
That's enough.
It's the truth. All right, we'll see you mañana.
Peace.
All right, later. Mitch!
Nice.
She's good people.
She is good people, isn't
She's
she?
She's good people. Speaking of good people, I was just saying, speaking of, and then I'm just going to switch to a story that's unrelated to good
to
people.
To good people.
but that's my transition. So I'm going with it. Have you ever been on a cruise?
You know, I've always wanted to go on one, but I've never been on one. I've always wanted to celebrate my anniversary. It's been 16 years now. We've never, like, taken a trip or anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we went downtown once.
All the cruisers, I want to talk about something coming up. But first, that's called a tease. Because we were going to talk about it. And then I saw Teresa in the window. It's Wednesday. It's Albuquerque Rescue Mission morning.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we're going to do that first.
Word.
But then we're going to get our cruise on.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what would be funny? Is if Scott Tom hosted a cruise and it could be the Scott Tom Cruise.
I'm like, why would it be funny if Scott Tom... I like that.
Yo, you're going on the Scott Tom Cruise?
Oh, wow. Pastor Scott Tom, of course, from Cross Christian Fellowship. He's in every Tuesday morning. He's nice. A good dude.
Now, wasn't like bro like from Arizona?
He's from California.
Oh.
Raul Reese actually was
wasn't
his
Wasn't he living in Arizona
pastor.
Though? Wasn't he like doing a radio show out of
no,
Arizona?
No, you're thinking of Scott Richards.
Oh, yeah.
Two totally different pastors
That's
named Scott.
Right.
Yeah, no, he's
That's
still
right.
in Arizona. Scott Richards actually. We used to do a Bible answer show type
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
And Scott Richards.
Why did I think he was Scott
Tucson.
Tom?
Scott Tom. It's Cross Christian Fellowship in Albuquerque. He was underneath Raul Reese out in California. In fact, Raul is teaching at his church coming up in a couple weeks.
What?
Yeah. Crossfellowship.org for all the details on that. Okay, we got to get to Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. We're going to bring her in studio to get you there. We got some Gianni Cash. Yeah. Static. Good morning.
gonna cut you down.
Static Radio, that would be Johnny Cash. God's gonna cut you down. Good morning, Steve-O in studio with you. And welcoming in, as always, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah? Dealing with the crazy moths?
Yeah, except for the moths. They're disgusting.
Apparently it's an Albuquerque thing because Danny says he thinks he's seen one moth here in Las Cruces. So I guess it's Albuquerque.
Wow.
In this area. Down there, they're not affected. Arizona, we were talking to a friend in Arizona yesterday. He has no idea what we're talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
So, reminds me of Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds.
I wish the birds would happen. I keep saying if the birds would happen, then the birds would come and eat all the moths, and then they'd be too fat to attack us. It'd be perfect. And then we could kill all the birds and use them for food for the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. Look at that.
There you go.
It's the circle of life. It's just a really twisted Lion King.
Yeah. I think I'll pass on the birds.
Yeah. So maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not. But Albuquerque Rescue Mission. Obviously, we hang out every single Wednesday. And last week you were saying, you guys are in need. How's that been coming as far as clothing?
We haven't gotten any more.
No clothing?
No. You know what we're desperate for is socks, underwear.
Okay.
And disposable razors.
Okay. Socks, underwear, disposable razors. That is so random to me. I'll tell you right now. I have not even ever thought about that as something, as a need. I don't know why.
Oh, well, do you shave?
I do, but I think of shaving in my bathroom at home somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, I've never thought about that.
They shave in the bathroom at the mission.
Oh, okay.
So
obviously you guys are in need of that.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Socks, underwear, disposable razors for the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. I posted it on our Facebook page, abqrescue.org. Get involved. You guys obviously need help.
We need socks.
You need
so
socks.
So bad.
Okay.
So bad. Bring socks. Them in. Bring All them right. into Calvary and I'll pick them up.
Okay. Yeah. This is a drop-off point. So if... you live up on, you know, like Rio Rancho. You're like, but it's so far. Come to the studio, dude. I trek that every day. You can trek it once to bring socks, I'm telling you. So socks, underwear, and disposable razors.
Yep.
What are you guys gearing up for? I know it's getting warmer quickly. It's crazy.
Yeah, and the Albuquerque's winter shelter's closed, so
yeah.
We have a lot more business now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And by business, you mean people, not necessarily business meaning money.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot more guests.
Yeah, a lot more need right now.
Yeah.
So there it is. You can get involved by going to abqrescue.org. I'm sure you guys accept donations.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, of course, socks, underwear, disposable razors. I'm sure you would like all of those items to be new, because that'd be nice.
That would be nice for the socks and underwear.
Yeah, yeah. Or the disposable razors.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty good
actually,
too.
Yeah, actually, come to think of it, that would be good.
Now, let me ask you this. Honestly, disposable razors probably better than, say, getting somebody like a nice Gillette Mach 4 something or another.
No nice ones.
No nice
just
ones.
Disposable ones.
Right, okay. Just want to clarify because, you know,
just the
those
basic.
Are crazy expensive and stupid.
Yeah, just
which
the
is
basic.
Why I'm growing a beard because I can't afford new razors. They're so expensive. True story. Disposable razors, socks and underwear. And as always, you guys are located downtown.
Yep. 525
2nd Street. 525
Southwest. 2nd Street.
Yeah. In between what? Lead and,
coal and
there it is,
iron.
Coal and iron.
Yeah.
There's all those metal things going on down there. So, coal and iron. Yeah.
Yes.
So there it is. ABQRescue.org is the website. And, people in need. A lot of need.
Yep.
And so, yeah. Man.
We appreciate all help.
Dude, it's tough. I can't even fathom. I have so many extra socks right now, but they're all because I don't throw anything away and they're full of holes. And so that doesn't count. So I'm like, yeah, those don't count.
Got to go to Costco or Sam's.
I know. That's what I
Buy
hear.
Bulk.
Buy bulk. And then that way, yeah, everything's taken care of. So yeah, if you're listening and maybe you're listening and you've wanted to help out, but I always say it's better to spend the $10 there than to give a random dude on the street a $10 bill, because you never know what that's going to be spent on. Yeah. And God has obviously called you guys to this ministry for a reason. And so let's give to the mission that this is your job, so that you can better be a good steward with that $10 and go, okay, we need socks, we need underwear, and this is going to take care of this person, this person, this person, this person, as opposed to, you never know. I mean, that $10 could go wherever.
We can do a lot with $10.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah. Now, if God is pressing it upon your heart to give, I don't want to shut that down. But more often than not, I usually tend to just pass it off to you guys rather than
panhandlers.
Yes. Yeah, because you never know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So there it is. ABQRescue.org and socks, underwear, disposable razors.
Right.
I can't say it enough.
Thank you.
Teresa, thank you.
Thank you
thank
very much.
You.
No,
really.
Thank you more.
We do this every single Wednesday. Teresa from the Rescue Mission. So if you have been listening and you're like, dude, I need to get involved. Okay, it's time. I've heard this. I need to do this. You guys obviously take volunteers.
Yep.
You serve breakfast and dinner 6 days a week and need help in
we
those
do.
Areas as well.
Always need volunteers.
Yeah, my suggestion, go down there. Check it out. It will be life-changing. Just serve, man. We are called as Christians to serve. So get out there. Don't try and put it on the government, because they're not going to do it, I promise you. So, yeah. So that's our job. We need to do it. So abqrescue.org, 346-HOPE, the phone number. And as always, yeah, thank you and thank you and thank you.
Thank you.
So, all right. Right now we got some kids for you. A song called Sink or Swim. Static Radio. Sleep for sleepers, meaningless everything is. That's really the name of the song.
Who wrote it? Yoda?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's pretty much what I think every single time. So anyways, yeah. Good morning, Steve-O, JoJo in studio this morning with me.
What up, dude?
Dear friend Joey Belleville.
Do you ever come up with themes for, like, parties?
For, like, no, well, like kid parties, you know what I mean? Like,
I think your theme is like just having it.
Yeah.
Like, my theme is actually pulled this off.
My theme is called gift cards.
Right.
That's usually my theme. I'm like, bro, gift card.
Wait, my wife
gift
is,
card me.
My wife's like a party lady.
Yeah.
And we
well,
have
she's
kids.
Not like a party lady, because no. It sounds like she's all like.
No, yeah! She's not available for hire.
You don't know anything about me. No.
You know what it is? We have parties for our kids, and it always has, like, some sort of thing.
Crazy things.
Whether it's, like, princesses, or once we had a zoo in our backyard. Remember that?
Yeah.
The petting zoo?
Yeah, that was the first
like,
time
we
my
had,
kids
like, horses.
Rode, like, a horse.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
How do you find this stuff?
Yeah, I thought like, only Craigslist. Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison did those theme parties.
Yeah, I know.
Billy passed the first grade.
So I'm trying to figure out, like, what theme to do for Julian. It's my son's birthday coming up, and I'm just like, what about, let's just do like the Hamptons. my kids be like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not
going to he's like all rocking at Little League, so obviously it's going to be baseball.
A baseball
style.
Party?
Yeah.
Does that mean it's going to be an all-boy party?
No, because even his team has like one or two girls on
that's
it.
That's good. See, that's what I was going to say. Good.
Yeah.
Good on them. They're teaching the girls early to be awkward and play sports instead of. I can't say that. My wife played basketball in high school.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Got like offered to go play basketball for college and didn't take it because she wanted to be in a band.
What?
Yeah, did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, killing dreams one step at a time.
After Shiprock beat him, I didn't think anyone from Hope got an offer. Your wife's going to text me on that
she
one.
She is. But, yeah. She wanted to be a rock star.
I beat him so bad.
How long have you guys been rocking that now?
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
2012.
Really
do you
long
not want to say how long you guys have been a band?
I know. It's been a really long time. But, you know, I texted Chrissy last night. I was like, yeah, I feel like a really good sense of pride. Not the ugly kind of pride, but the good kind of pride, you know, that I listen to a lot of bands nowadays, whether it's M83, Naked and Famous, you know, a bunch of new bands coming out. And they're all, like, got this, like,
electronic dream rock stuff going on with like dual like male female lead vocals.
Right.
And I'm like, and I think about like the song Thief, and I think about like this long time ago, like back in 98. And I'm like, we did this first.
You did.
You really but I did. Don't mean that like, yeah, everyone's ripping us off. It's just like, oh, that's kind of nice. It's nice to know that you had a good idea.
You really
that
did.
That took a long time to take, but, but you know, yeah.
Yeah. So
we're playing on Saturday.
Yeah, you guys are playing on Saturday right after Amberlin.
Yeah, at Edgefest.
Does that bum you out? You guys are going on after Amberlin?
No.
A little bit?
Well, no, I don't want to play right after Amberlin.
I'm gonna
I feel like a consolation prize. You get to play the cool concert game at home.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
I'm pretty stoked. Yeah,
it's gonna be fun. So yeah, rocking it. And what else is on the horizon for you guys? I don't think I'm gonna do an official like unofficial interview real quick.
Oh, okay.
You guys are working on new music.
Yes, I just have to find a way to get Steve-O to watch the kids so I can get Chrissy to come over and record.
Hey, bro. Look,
you know how
tough.
Hard it is to get Chrissy to come over and record.
It's not my
it's
fault.
Really hard.
She can go anytime.
That's not true.
She can go
and
anytime.
If you go, you're going to be texting her, making her feel guilty. Could you please come to this?
Stop it right now. That's not true.
I would be able to go to this if you weren't there. You know, yeah, I was supposed to be having this kind of fun, but no, Chrissy had to do this.
Chrissy's in a
band. So I guess I'm staying here with my kids, who I love.
That's not totally true. That's only mostly true.
Yeah, dude.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
She's a grown woman. If she wants, she can do whatever she wants, you know?
Right.
I'm totally not calling her on the spot right now. Let's have a full-on EG band interview. She doesn't really talk in interviews.
I've had the other guys in the studio, Johnny.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Dave.
Hey.
And
Hi. How's it going?
Good.
Hi, Chrissy.
Impromptu EG interview.
Oh, hi.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going?
It's going good. I was just talking to Steve-O about how it's been, he's been so rad and supportive, and it's been so easy to get you in the studio, and just thanking him for like just offering out of the blue. He's like, you know what? You should go do that. I'm going to take care of the kids. Like, you don't really see a lot of husbands do that. And Steve-O's been like shining example.
Dude, totally. I don't want to take all the credit for my marriage being incredible, but I will. So, you know,
he was asking me about new music and I was like, well, the only thing holding that up is getting Chrissy over to our side of town.
Yep. She talks about how she wants to go in the studio all the time, and I'm like, dude, and you can. As soon as you missed a dish right over there. It was like,
oh, man.
Some dishes. I'm just kidding. It wasn't dishes. But our kids' laundry is piling up.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm obviously joking.
So we're playing this weekend. I'm going to interview you, Chrissy. We're playing this weekend. Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Very good. Ask me a question now.
I even went and got a special edition Edgefest haircut.
She did get a special Edgefest haircut, and she has to keep it like that forever.
I need a haircut.
I'm not going to say what it looks like because then she's not going to want it anymore. It's the best haircut she's ever had ever.
Is it like a mullet or something?
No.
Okay,
I don't want to say what it looks like because it's incredible, but I don't want her to think that I think it's incredible because it reminds me of this movie, but it does have a similar cut style, sort of.
About?
Like Predator?
Olivia Wilde from Tron Legacy.
Oh.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
That's a compliment.
It's dope.
Wow.
It's pretty much my favorite.
I need a haircut so I don't look like Hitler up there.
Yeah.
So I don't have to wear a red armband.
You really do have kind of the little kid
it's in bad shape.
On.
I need to make some phone calls.
That's a really bad side part.
You know, why don't you shut the heaven up?
I can't because it's raining glory constantly.
Yeah. Chrissy asked me a question.
Are you excited to play Edgefest?
Yeah, I'm really excited to play Edgefest. You know, I think it's going to be a good show. I'm really excited. I think that, you know, it's going to be great to give music to the city. City.
Yeah.
How are we going on, Joe?
I think we're going on at 4:10.
Yeah.
Right after Amberlin.
I'm so excited that you texted me yesterday and told me where the concert was.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know where it was. Oh, my gosh. Can I just say, I got to give Chrissy props because she is not only your wife.
Right.
But she also keeps me, she's basically has to do double duty because I can't remember anything.
At all.
Like, literally, I have a serious, like, memory issue. And I don't know where I'm going from left to right. And Chrissy kind of always saves the day and kind of even subconsciously feels that I'm losing it. So she starts sending out texts. She's like, I texted this and I emailed this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, thank you. Wow. It's like, I can agree that was a good idea, but ask me to remember and have done it on my own. It's, yeah. I can't do it.
Yeah, never.
So anyway, thank you, Chrissy. You're awesome. And you're a really good singer.
Hey,
so talking to Joey and Chrissy from the Echoing Green, Chrissy, let me ask you this question. What's it like at home for you? Because I hear your home life is incredible.
Oh, man.
What's it like being married to a guy like Steve-O? I hear he's just amazing.
Joe, what songs are we going to play on Saturday?
What songs are you guys going to play?
I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll probably play, I don't know if we'll play this one. We'll probably do The Huntress.
Are you going to play King Planet?
Ooh.
That song is brilliantly awesome.
I don't know.
John Ball and I decided yesterday we need to play Cry Baby.
Yeah.
Cry Baby?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, that's
and
a
heaven.
Good one. And Heaven.
Yeah, Heaven.
Nice.
Heaven has to be played, yeah.
Okay.
Heaven,
yeah.
Cry Baby. You guys coming up with a set list right now?
Yeah, see, that's what Chrissy usually comes
are you gonna
up with.
End with. Are you going to end with Ceremony? Because you guys have been doing that since 97.
Yeah, and it's a great ending.
It really is a great ending.
Maybe we'll bring back Waterfall just for
Oh, yeah.
My gosh.
I'm not going to play that right
no,
now.
No, you're not.
I'm
Chrissy,
not.
Why in the world do
I'm
you
not.
Even say that stuff? I don't think it's even in your
it
deal.
It may or may not be my ringtone.
Oh, my gosh,
so,
dude.
When Joey calls me, I'm not going to lie, it kind of, oh,
you know, that was like a really tender song when it came out and thought it was
it's
cool.
It's still a tender song.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's
it is. I love that song.
Oh, stop
chasing
it.
Waterfalls. What's that? And you guys are all
don't
like in water form. Yeah, I love that song. That was. This was a cover of the TLC
my
song,
gosh.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, Chrissy, I'm glad you're excited. I'm stoked to play.
I'm really excited. I'm excited to practice, too.
Yes, we're going to do that, too.
Yeah, see? You guys are practicing on Thursday?
Wow, that's like once a quarter.
That was my night,
yeah,
you know?
That was my night.
We had plans that
it's
night.
Because, it's because, and Heidi will back me up on this, Joey's very nocturnal.
Yeah, this is true. And we
Joey's very nocturnal, and I go to bed at like 9:30.
Yeah, and so you're like, dude, we should totally practice at 8:74.
That's not true.
That's 9:14, actually.
Yeah. I'm not like a morning practice guy, that's for sure.
Right.
You're nocturnal, too.
You're not, yeah, you really, you like get it going at
you
like.
You come awake at like 9 o'clock.
This is true.
It might be true.
Yeah, see, it's not my fault. Yay!
Oh, yay, whatever, dude.
It's Joey's schedule's
whatever.
Fault.
Not true at all.
All right, well, this was the worst interview ever, so. Chrissy, I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you, too, Chrissy.
Right.
Me too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, stop it.
It's my ringtone for you, man.
Yeah, guess what? Hang up the phone.
Come on, boo.
Oh,
actually, it's my ringtone for you because when you call me, I always make sure I answer as fast as possible. I'm just kidding, Joe. You know I love your band.
Yes, thank you.
I met my wife at an Echoing Green concert, so
yeah,
I have to... I have to be stoked on you guys forever.
You were so like 14 sounding when you met Chrissy. You're like, Joe, I'm glad we're good friends. And I just have one question. Why is Chrissy so hot? That's all Steve-O would say. You did not exude like husband material at that time.
Hey.
But I suppose that's always the right place to start. Right? With that attitude. So that was pretty funny. Yeah.
Kind of a true story right there. That's actually
so,
totally true. Yeah.
You'd be like, you know, we'd be like, all right, hey, what are you going to order? I don't know. Why is Chrissy so hot? Like, literally, man. He was asking me that like every 10 minutes.
I would like to say for the record right now, because we talked this morning about that chick who gave her kidney to her boss, and then when the boss got the kidney, she fired the lady, you know what I mean? And it was like, that's lame. We were friends long before I even knew you were rocking a band with a hot chick in your band.
It's true. We were friends before you met Chrissy.
Yeah, way before. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, you weren't the bro to get to the hot chick.
You had some girlfriend
in the
that looked like a squirrel, so you definitely like. I'm sorry, that's not the best thing to say.
Oh. You just said that on the air.
I didn't mean to. I forgot the mic was on.
Oh, man.
Anyway, that's okay. Squirrels are really cute animals. Okay, but here's the thing. Here's the thing with that. What's exciting is that we're playing this weekend, and what's exciting is you come a long way. Our kids are friends, and, it's a really nice thing. We got, like, a nice family going on. You know, I was nominated for 5 awards for the Mike Awards this year. Yeah. Best producer, best engineer, a couple different few songs. Well, you got just something else to do and talk about?
No, I'm just going to let you drown.
In my waterfall.
In your waterfall. Oh, can we play the latest from the Echoing Green? I want to rock some King Planet.
Do it.
All right. This is the brand newest of newest from Men Scarlet and Vile. And for those of you who are 16 and under, this is actually a cover of a phenomenal band.
Look
them up. Change your life. The Echoing Green, King Planet, Static Radio. Echoing Green, song called King Planet, Static Radio. Good morning, 8:43 now. Steve-O and JoJo.
What up, man?
From the Echoing Green.
Hey!
Also from Friendship and Life.
That's right.
And Good Times.
That's right.
And, yeah.
I'm the mayor of Good Time Town.
What?
What's up? And I'm signing bills. Does mayor sign even? Bills?
I don't think they sign bills.
Oh, okay, they open up
they
malls.
They pass bills.
Oh, they
pass. They pass bills?
The mayor?
They make bills because they spend a lot of money. They rack up bills?
Rack up bills? I don't know, dude. I'm out of touch with politics.
I'm not because they call me every 8 minutes.
Are you serious?
On my cell phone, man.
Are you for real?
Yeah, and it's like,
how did they get your cell phone number?
New Jersey number. And I'm like, dude, it's not the boss. So, I don't know.
That would be fresh.
You imagine?
If it was Bruce Springsteen,
I'd
be like, what do you want, buddy?
I got to be completely honest, though. When it comes to New Jersey, I'm kind of not a Springsteen guy.
You're more like Jovi, dude.
I'm just saying.
I would have to agree. I don't think of Jersey when I think of the boss, actually. I think of Jovi.
Yeah, I think of Bon Jovi as Jersey. He's Jersey. Unfortunately, now Jersey has been ruined. The great name of New Jersey is besmirched by Jersey Shore.
Besmirched
the name.
You and that word.
It's a real word.
Besmirched the Jersey.
Yeah, they besmirched the name. Yeah, of Jersey, because it used to be Bon Jovi, the boss, and now it's Jersey Shore and stupid mushroom-looking haircuts.
Wow.
I don't like that haircut, man.
I don't know. I don't even, like, know. I just know that it's, like, people that are sitting in tanning booths.
Yeah, it looks like we could stand them on their head, and they would just stay up. You know what I mean?
Everyone looks, like, orangey. I don't know what's going on.
It's like Doug, that old cartoon from Nickelodeon where they're all different colors. Maybe they're just going for, like, a cartoon
vibe. Are you thinking
vibe?
Of Planet Earth?
What? No, it was called Doug.
Oh.
It was a dude, Doug, and he was, like,
Dig
purple.
Doug?
No!
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either. It came on, by Rugrats. Remember Rugrats?
I do remember.
Oh, Tommy, hey, I'm a little baby. We're babies.
Yeah. No, we have an age difference going on there.
Yeah.
Gap.
Oh, I didn't watch it. It was on Nickelodeon.
Do you know about the Garbage Pail Kids?
Of course. I collected them.
Oh, on the cards.
Did you know that there was a Garbage Pail Kid that was recently auctioned off for, like, $150,000 because it was one of the rarest Garbage Pail Kids?
Are you serious?
Yeah. I was looking at it, and then I was like, I have Garbage Pail Kids in my office.
Wow.
Stevie TV. Yeah. All the ones that are like Steve names.
Yeah.
I got. So I love, they're actually in talks to bring them back either as a cartoon or a film. True story.
Mistake.
Remember the first Garbage Pail Kids movie? It was bad.
No.
Garbage Pail Kids, by the way, for those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, were basically Cabbage Patch Kids gone awry.
Right. That's true.
Exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Girls had Cabbage Patch Kids with the little, which I always thought was kind of weird because their butts were signed. You remember that? Patch Kids?
Well, no, that was like what made
it
like
signature?
Unique. Yeah.
That's weird. That's like Charlie Sheen status.
What?
sign. Never
like
mind.
Like a tattoo on your booty.
Static Radio.
Wow. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Wow. That is the proper response. Yes, we were derailing. Yeah. Thank you for bringing us back.
I wanted to comment on the Garbage Pail Kids card being sold. That is crazy. What did our world come to as far as values?
Right. It was like a first edition, like series one, one of the rarest they ever did. I know. Tell me
Here's
about it.
Here's the part he didn't tell you, though. It sold for like $4.
No, it was like hundreds of thousands or something crazy like that.
That's terrible. No,
I remember them as a kid. I wasn't allowed to collect them, but...
Me either.
Right.
So, of course, I had all of them.
Yeah, they were all like controversial stuff.
I had them in my backpack. Shh, don't tell my mom. But that was it. Seriously, I carried them around in my backpack because I wasn't supposed to collect them because it was like, Booger 7. I don't remember what their names were. They had like crazy.
That kid probably stinks.
Nicky Hickey. And he had like kiss marks all over him. Remember?
Gross.
You're derailing again.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm thinking of random Garbage Pail Kids.
No, you're right though. Like, why is that? Why does that have value?
True story. $150,000.
I mean, I can think of so many things I could do with that.
Here, if that disgusts you, let's talk about Action Comics, the first Superman comic book.
Oh, you know what? My husband has a huge collection of comic books. So I see that they have some kind of monetary value, and they are important to him because of the sentimental value. So
yes,
I'm exactly. Not gonna dip on those,
see, so how can you see one man's trash is another man's treasure type thing? You can't get on people
comics
for
is,
Garbage Pail Kids.
Comics is different though because it's like even though it's drawn, it still can be considered the right. There's writing involved in stories. It's a form of literature.
Dude, Adam Baum. It was a kid, and his head exploded, and he was a Garbage Pail Kid.
Garbage Pail Kid is not literature.
It encouraged kids to read.
It's great. Yeah, so, Garbage Pail Kids is gross drawings.
Yeah. And then underneath it had two words that you had to write.
What did you have to
write? I mean, read.
Read. Two words.
Adam Baum.
Adam Baum.
Remember Adam Baum?
No, I don't. Dude, I didn't collect that stuff.
He was a little kid, and he sat there, and he had a button, and he pressed it, and his head exploded.
Wow, that's awesome.
Adam
Baum. There was one that was like a zit face something or another.
What was his name?
Yes, I know. I saw that one.
Yeah, Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right, well, you're awesome. Day,
you too.
Calling.
Thank you. She does make a great point, though. You know what I mean? The Bible says where your treasure is. Right? Or where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. Yeah. I've got that totally backwards.
And if it's in the garbage pail.
If it's in the garbage pail. Yeah. Yeah, so that's it. Like, you can go into somebody's garage and see where their heart is. You know what I mean? Like, I have a garage full of Star Wars figures. I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean? And I collected those for a long time. And now they just kind of collect dust. And I'm sure one day I'm going to have the most legit garage sale of all time.
And I wonder if your action figures, if their hearts are dust. Because they collect.
Oh, yeah. Well, I never opened them. So after I saw Toy Story, I realized they're probably long dead because they have had no oxygen for like 15 years.
They're not. I mean? They're frozen in carbon dust.
Yeah. Well, Han and Carbon, he was toast anyways. But,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That's it. You go into somebody's, you can check somebody's either their garage or check their bank account, how their money is being spent, and you can really tell where their heart is. You know what I mean?
I have a real heart for bills.
Yeah.
I have a real heart for the utilities, for water. I have a heart for electricity. I just got a real heart for that.
Yeah. I feel you, bro. I feel you.
For gas for the car, I have a heart for that.
Dude, I just wrote a song about my heart belonging to P&M pretty much. Yeah, I get you. I get it.
To Conoco Phillips.
Yeah, being a grown-up kind of sucks, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole paying bills thing.
Yeah, that part. They didn't really tell us about that.
They don't tell you about that in school.
They just made me feel bad about it.
Yeah.
You think these lights just stay on by themselves?
Yeah.
What are we cooling off the whole neighborhood? Shut the door!
Sadly, I think I've said those things as a parent. Just yesterday, my son was taking a shower, and it was like a 19-minute shower, you know? And he was just in there, like, playing with toys and stuff. And I'm like, dude, you know that water costs money? Every drop of that water costs us something.
That's right.
And he was like,
just so you could have a good time playing Waterman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drove me nuts. But I mean, and then I realized I was that dad.
You find yourself saying the things your dad said.
Yeah.
Yeah. It freaks me out. You know, my dad would say crazy things to me. Like, if I stood in front of the TV on accident, be like, hey, you eat glass?
What?
I'm like, what does that even mean? But I guess it means like, my dad's the king of like saying stuff that don't make sense. Like, I think I told you this, but I never forgot this. My dad once, I talked to somebody on the phone that he was trying to avoid, or I don't know what was going on. I'm just a kid. And I said, and he goes, hey, I'm like, what? He goes, I had a goat and a rope and I lost them both because of you.
What?
And I was like, I couldn't even feel bad because I didn't understand.
Right.
So, yeah, I still don't know what that means. And I tell my dad, he just laughs.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. I had a goat and a rope and I lost them both because of you.
That is the coolest dad phrase.
I know.
I'm feeling it because it doesn't mean anything.
So if you just want to like confuse your kids and just like exude frustration, but not really like get specific.
Right. You know? Wow. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got to take a quick break, but going to be talking about cruises coming back.
Cruises.
And wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I forgot to tell you, but I have to roll soon.
Okay.
Yes.
That's fine.
So you might be cruising solo.
Join Static Radio for 1FM, Colorado Grid, K214DE, Antonito, 90.7 FM, K293AO, Alamosa, 106.5 FM, and worldwide at mystaticradio.com.
Yeah, what big voice guy said right there. Good morning, 903, Steve-O and Celeste in studio.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm in pain.
Why are you in pain?
I said I wasn't going to talk about the scrape on my knee, but it hurts.
You are such a chick.
I know.
I mean, that's a good thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Because you're a chick. But, you know, you are that, like, when... Never mind. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sparing my heart this morning.
No, it's going to be bad. I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
You're like that high school movie definition.
That is so rude.
Of chick. How is that rude?
Because usually when people say you're like a high school anything, that's like a diss.
No, like in, you know, in high school movies,
ridiculous,
where it was like there's the girly girl in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You're the girly girl.
Thanks.
You're wearing pink.
That's cool because I grew up a tomboy. This is like melon, actually.
Well, you smell like melons, so it kind of works out because you're wearing melon as a color. What is that smell?
You know what? That means I've come a long way because I grew up tom girl.
Yeah?
Tomboy, yes.
Tomboy?
Tomboy. Tom girl, yeah, boy?
Are there tom girls?
No, not really.
No, those are just...
Well, that's good.
Never mind. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
What is that smell exuding from you?
I didn't put on anything. Oh, that's just...
Liar.
That's just my hair.
You're a liar.
I just smell
See,
good.
See, don't do the girl thing because that's what girls do. Oh, it's just me.
It's just
really?
Me.
You naturally smell like vanilla
I washed my hair. I'm sorry that they don't make unscented shampoo.
Whatever. Anyways, 904 now, Steve-O and Celeste in studio. I brought you in here because I have a question to ask you.
Oh, all right.
Are you a fan of cruises?
Yeah, never been on one.
You've never been on a cruise before?
No.
They're pretty crazy.
Well, okay.
I gotta be honest.
I loved Titanic growing up, we'll put it that way. And since then, I was just like, no, that's okay. I saw Titanic.
Yeah.
Chill in the desert. Then
you're going to hate this then. Because if you're a fan of cruise zizzes, they're not doing so well. After, you know, last year, we saw the one that flipped. We saw, you know, Titanic's re-releasing in theaters. So, like, we are in trouble, and we need to find a way to raise money quickly. So...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-oh is right. Ah, yes.
Upside down cruise ship.
Welcome to the latest form of cruises.
Oh, no.
Fans of the horror movie Saw...
What?
And its mini sequels... We'll have a chance to meet the stars of the franchise on what is being billed as the first official Saw movie cruise.
That's horrid!
Ah, yes. The 5-night group sailing aboard the 2974 passenger Carnival Glory will kick off August 11th in New York and includes stops in two eastern Canadian port towns, St. John, New Brunswick, and Halifax, Nova Scotia. While aboard, you'll be able to see people cut in half.
lose limbs.
Oh my gosh.
Blood and gore everywhere. That's actually not true at all. That's not true at all. But it is a Saw movie cruise, and the would-be Saw cruisers can choose from one of three packages that will include access to private meals, cocktail parties, photo sessions with the actors.
Oh my gosh.
Autograph signings, dead bodies flailing,
they
limbs being cut off. No, okay, I keep making up the last part.
That's
parties, question and answer sessions. Yeah, other events will include tattoo contests.
Contests.
Yeah.
Is it erasable?
A Saw trivia contest, mini golf, volleyball tournaments with heads. No, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Volleyball tournaments, but no heads. Sorry. I keep getting off track. With the Saw stars, screenings of the Saw movies. Anyways, basically, in case you haven't caught on, they're trying to do themed cruises to get people back on board the boat.
See, this is why you brought me in here. First, why? You set it up and say, you're such a girly girl, and then you want me to, like, scream and squeal because that is disgusting.
What I want to see is the Jaws-themed cruise.
No! Seriously?
Yeah.
Those were like my childhood fears growing up. You know Pinocchio?
Yeah, of course.
And the whale Maelstrom?
Yeah.
That was like when I was like five. I was like, he's under my bed.
So you must hate the Book of Jonah.
I hate things to do with water and drowning and Jaws and Saw and blood and gore. And it's just not my thing.
I have two things for you then. Life lessons that you can learn. Okay. Uh-huh. One, all right. Just always listen to what God tells you to do wholeheartedly and don't question it. And two, stay away from the ocean if you ever decide not to go the direction God's calling you.
And thus, I am here.
Yeah, that's why you're in New Mexico.
That's horrid. They're desperate.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the beginning to a horror movie. Like, oh, we're going to tell them it's a Saw-themed cruise.
Dude.
So no one really knows what's going on.
Right?
That's what's going to happen. Don't
dude,
sign
I'm
up.
I'm telling you. If that's not bad enough... Do I talk about this? This was handed to me by our producer.
If you have to ask yourself.
So, the producer of said show, the second theme that they're going for so far is the 7-night Disco Queens on the High Seas cruise. Except it's not Pirates of the Caribbean, it's drag queens. Drag queens and Saw movies. Those are the first two themes they thought up.
That's not the same cruise, right?
That's not the same. No, that's definitely not the same cruise. Then, yes, that'd be a little, yeah,
please
wow.
Hang up.
Okay, all right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. So this begs the obvious question. If you could go on any themed cruise.
Not either of those ones.
What themed cruise would you want to go on?
You're asking again.
I'm asking you.
The wrong girl.
Why?
Because my major was musical theater. I would go on the Enchanted cruise.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it's like a typical cruise.
They probably already have Disney cruises like that, where it's like the princesses.
Yeah, but no, but like the movie Enchanted, where everything goes wrong.
Why would you want everything to go wrong?
No, because she doesn't fall in love with Prince Charming. She falls in love with the real guy. Did you not see the movie?
Yeah, no. You know I'm a dude, right? I don't know if you know this, but I'm a dude with boys.
You know, sometimes I wonder if you don't know that
boys.
I'm a girl.
Yeah.
So it's mutual. Okay?
True story. I did see it, actually. I'm going to be honest. I actually did not hate that movie.
That's good.
Because the acting was hilarious.
Right.
Because to me, it was almost making fun of like the old crazy 90s, like, you know, Little Mermaid
that's
and
what
all
I like
that.
About it.
I loved it. I thought it was hilarious.
I've gone back.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going, guys?
It is going. How's it going with you?
Good. I just was on my way from work to go to a doctor's appointment, so I thought, oh, they're talking about cruises, so I was going to call in.
Have you ever been on a cruise?
I did. We did for our honeymoon. We went to Galveston and ported out, and we went down to the northern part of Mexico, me and my husband. So.
Nice, where you saw plenty of drug deals and magical evenings of gunfire. And I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
We really didn't get out very much, but we did do the a lot of the Mexican the ruins and stuff. But I just wanted to call to say, because you guys were dissing on cruises and, like, scary jaw stuff. But I actually was on a cruise during the big hurricane season.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and we went and watched a show, and you could tell that the girls were having problems, like, staying balanced, because the ship was literally rocking back and forth. But it was a lot of fun, actually, and we survived, and we wanted to do another one at some point.
Wait,
but
So we're in trouble for dissing the cruise, and then you just told us the ship was rocking back and forth.
Right.
It was. But
that was enjoyable for you?
It was a lot of fun. Wow. It was actually very safe.
All right.
I have been on a cruise as well. Uh-huh. I will tell you. Yeah, I have been on one, and we did the same like thing to Mexico type thing.
Uh-huh.
And we were on the boat for I don't even know how many days, but when the first time I step off land, I made it about 19 steps and threw up everything I'd eaten on every buffet I've Gross. Ever had in my life.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of buffets on those ships.
Yes, there are.
Like 15 pounds, and my husband probably gained 20 because that's all you do is
eat. That's all you do is eat.
You know, surprisingly, the more this conversation goes on, the less I want to go on a cruise. Yeah. There's
it
been
really
nothing
is
good.
A lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun, I promise.
I can't believe it.
Sounds like it. Thanks for the call.
All right, guys, have fun.
All right, later.
Bye.
505-338-3700. Yeah, a themed cruise. I'm telling you, well, because all the food's free. That's it.
That's cool.
It's just buffet.
Do they
always
have bacon?
I'm sure they have bacon.
Yes.
Yeah, see?
I will go on a bacon-themed
and
cruise.
A bacon-themed cruise. Wow. Static.
Hey, I think I'd have to go on a Wipeout or a Ninja Warriors cruise.
That's cool.
A Ninja Warriors cruise would be horrible because you'd never meet anybody because they'd all be in the shadows.
You'd be like chilling by the pool and they're like, what's
Yeah.
Would you ever find the guy that's speaking, though? That does the commentary.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, where would he be?
Exactly. I'm just saying.
Right behind you.
Thanks for the call, man. Static Radio.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Can't complain.
Hey, so heard you guys talking about cruises.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to say that if I could choose any cruise at all, it would have to probably be superhero theme, just because I think that would be like wicked fun for kids and adults, because then like adults could be crazy without being like retarded, you know what I mean?
Judged.
Right. So, wow. But here's the thing. Don't fear, this is Mish, right?
No, this
don't
is Celeste.
Cruise. Hey.
Oh, hi, Celeste, hey. I have something for you.
That's not weird and creepy at all.
That's a little strange.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, knock it off. You were on vacation at Christmas, and when we at the Static Winter Ball, that I know of, you weren't there, but I didn't know you then because I didn't ever listen to your segment back then. So now I do. But anyway, let's just get to the cruise point, please. Okay.
I'm a little freaked out right now.
I've been a short cruise. I don't know if it counts, but it's from like Long Beach to Catalina.
Okay.
And I did it when I was 21, hungover. I'm going to be real honest. Okay, it's like, don't put me on this boat right now unless you plan on giving me, like, a very strong Bloody Mary. Now, this was back in the day. I had turned 21. So this was my birthday present from my boyfriend's mom to go to Catalina.
Wait, does this still have to do with something that you have for me?
Oh, so you want to hear about that?
Jazz music
okay.
is playing in the background.
I gotta tell you, I have no idea what is happening right now.
I'm
not going to lie. You lost me seven
See,
minutes
the
ago.
The music is like making me turn around and think there's a shark behind me. And
yeah.
It's freaking me out. Please turn it off.
Static radio. Hello. Hi. Hey, turn your radio off. If you're going to call the show, you're going to get
confused.
I can
hear me.
Yeah. Static.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
You know.
Can't complain.
Cool.
You know, just doing a radio show.
I have scrape on my knee.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I was calling about the cruise deal.
Yeah.
And if I were to go on a cruise, I would go on a Terminator-themed cruise.
Oh, dude, that would be awesome.
The Terminator.
Yeah.
How is that not awesome?
Yeah, no, I agree with you 150%.
Yeah.
Except the whole cruise, you'd have to be, like, you couldn't stay in the same room. You constantly would have to be running for your life.
Oh, no.
And at some point, Arnold would have to bust in and say, come with me if you want to live.
Oh, man. Or you'd arrive at the place where you started.
Yeah. I'm just saying. It'd be awesome.
The room service, too, on the cruise. I've come here with your room service. That'd be, like, the best.
Here's a bagel. That's great. I like that.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
Wow. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking about cruises. Yeah. Apparently cruises, they're not doing so well.
I still stand
money-wise.
By bacon.
Bacon cruise?
It's good stuff.
So, yeah, right now, fans of the horror movie Saw.
I never saw those.
Prepare for the first official Saw movie cruise.
I was just witty and you missed it.
Say it again.
Never mind.
Okay.
The moment's gone. Wave goodbye.
It's gone. Static.
Hello.
Hey, Mish.
Hey.
Hey, friend.
What's
hey.
up?
Oh, I want to go on a cruise.
Okay.
But I want to go on a Muppet cruise.
The Muppets?
I would be down for that.
A Muppet cruise would be pretty incredible.
How cool. Well, I just watched an Elmo documentary. I know he's Sesame Street.
I was just about to fight you because they have nothing to do with each other.
They're puppets.
Yeah, I know.
Like, seriously, that would make me want to... Watching that Elmo documentary and how it works out, like, it's kind of creepy because there'd still be people there, but they'd be shoving, like, a puppet in your face the entire time.
Yeah, I'm so glad you went that way and not the way that they normally work the puppets, because that's where I thought you were going. And I'm so glad you chose shoving puppets in your face.
Yeah, I'm glad
because
I didn't go that direction at all.
That's better.
No, didn't
that's
even
way better.
It.
Okay, thank you. But no, I really want to go on a Muppet cruise. How cool is that? Like, childhood music?
No, I get it.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
But that could also turn into like a horror story.
Yeah. Because after 6 days of
who's
that?
Who's controlling the Muppet?
Dude.
It's like, you know, we could go there, but.
So we could have a quiet room.
Yeah. Thanks, Mish.
Bye.
All right. 505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. Steve-O and Celeste in studio with you on your Wednesday morning. Static Radio, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Hey.
Can't complain. What's up, man?
Well, you could. But, you
know. I really could, but nobody's going to listen.
Yeah.
So, this is true.
So, I got two things real quick.
Yeah, man.
For your cruise idea, my theme thing, I would love like an Alien versus Predator type deal.
Oh, why?
Although,
no!
I think everybody would probably end up dead at the end,
except one person.
Yeah, yeah. Like this Saw-themed cruise that they're actually putting together.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But the other thing was, you know, and I know this is like totally off subject and everything, but I remembered that because Celeste is mentioning bacon a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know how Yo doesn't like kids, like doesn't like babies?
Yeah.
I totally have a solution for that.
Okay.
Instead of baby oil, he needs to use bacon oil. And he'll
Because then they'll just smell like bacon all the time.
Dude, he'd be like licking the baby.
I'm sure that'd be great for their skin, and they'd be dead at 23.
Probably.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, have a good one.
All right, later. Wow.
Sorry, I'm hungry.
Static.
Steve-O.
What? Jared.
Two things, bro. Two things.
Yeah, man.
First, my theme would be a Star Wars-based theme.
Oh, yeah!
Yay. I'm cool with that.
I'm totally cool
like
with that.
Saber duel, like every night, you know, the Sith and the Jedi going at it. It'd be awesome.
I agree.
Second thing.
Whoa,
I've been missing you on Xbox. Where have you been?
I'm kind of doing like seven people's jobs right now, so unfortunately, I do not get time on the Xbox. I really don't.
So what's Yo's excuse then?
He's not awesome at life.
I don't know. Children. You ever?
That doesn't mean anything. He's in charge of the guide.
A little busy.
He's playing games. I don't know. I don't know where he's at. I don't know.
Okay.
You'll have to ask him on Friday when he's on the show.
All right.
All right, man. Later. Static Radio, hello.
Good morning. It's Sunny.
Sunny.
Yes, how are you?
You know what? I'm doing well. How are you?
I have a crick in my neck.
You have a crick in your neck?
Ouch.
Yes, I need to go to the chiropractor.
Oh, dude. That's... Okay.
I just popped my neck.
I went on a cruise.
Okay.
And it was a free continental cruise.
A free?
Wow.
So we went free and saw all sorts of Grecian stuff. We went to Egypt.
Wow.
And we were not able to go to Israel because it was dangerous.
Right.
We went to Turkey, and it was awesome. And the theme on the cruise was Grecian. So at some of the dinners, we had to dress up like Greek goddesses and stuff like that.
Oh, that's totally cool.
It was
sick.
Did you have a guy in a loincloth run out and say, "This is Sparta!" And then, like, kick some dude. And then there were, like, sword fights and heads getting chopped
off the ship.
They did come out and have little acts like that. It was
Stop it right now. Are you serious?
I'm so serious.
That is the greatest idea in the universe. I would pay $300 for that. Huh? $300.
I got your witty joke and didn't let it sail away?
Thanks, Sunny, for the call. Sail away.
Wow. See, I'm just like, I'm good at this.
You're on it, dude.
I should work here.
Yeah.
Wait. do.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about cruises, and unfortunately, not doing so well money-wise. You know, with the recent things that have happened, like crashing, the re-release of Titanic in 3D.
It's not a happy subject.
It's not. And so people are like, I'm not going on a cruise.
That's like me. I'm not going
Yeah, did
on
you
a
know
cruise.
That they're actually doing a cruise where they are retreading, and I kid you not,
no.
the Titanic voyage?
That's
minus obviously the iceberg or whatever they actually...
Well, it could still be there.
It could still be there, yeah.
Well,
but they're
the
actually going to like a new voyage, you know, where they'll probably have James Cameron and, you know, the movie and...
You know, my history teacher always said, history repeats itself. That's why we keep failing.
Ah.
I'm just saying, you can do that, but, you know,
would that be kind of like going to the movie theater to watch a documentary on Abraham Lincoln? Is that kind of like the same thing? Going on like a Titanic cruise around the cruise
because
Abe Lincoln was
you just jumped like
taken out in a theater.
Yeah,
no one
except that I'm not the president.
Hello?
Nor are you.
Yeah,
so,
but it was a.
You have to be worth something.
You make me hate
to
life.
Shoot you.
You make me hate life. You do not. You laugh at my jokes, Celeste. You laugh at them. Static radio.
I want to go on a death metal cruise.
A death metal
I would like
cruise?
A death metal cruise and just hang there out with all like these death metal bands. And they're actually, they have one, but the tickets are just so expensive for it.
A death metal cruise.
It is.
That would be so much spandex. I just don't know that I could like.
I don't think it's not spandex because they're going to have Sepultura. They're going to have 6 Feet Under, and it's called the Barge to Hell. But the tickets, they're just so expensive for one person to go.
I have a question. Did you just totally turn Sepultura into a Spanish like Mexican band? Say that.
No.
Say it again. Say it again. You're like, you just totally turned into like the news anchor at night where it was like, we're reporting an accident on Candelaria y Juanatabo.
And then they go back to being white.
And then they go back to being white. And you're like, what just happened? You totally just did that with Sepultura. Isn't it just Sepultura?
It's a new Mexican thing, I guess. We have like our
Dude,
Spanglish here.
The band is called Sepultura. All right.
Sepultura.
Yeah. It's not Pantera. It's Pantera, bro. I'm just saying.
Hey, I say Pantera.
Okay, good. Thanks for
That's
the call.
The way I say Pantera.
Just things to think about for your day today. Just trying to help you out. Have a great day.
I'll remember that. You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah. Death metal cruise.
Here, make another joke. I will laugh appreciatively.
I don't know that I want to make another joke because your fake courtesy laugh is awful. See, that's good. That's a real laugh, and that's good. When
yeah,
you try and
fake.
Do the fake laugh,
mm-hmm.
you do the... Okay.
No, I did that on purpose.
And it was like, ha, 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 ha. I'm like, oh, somebody punched
great.
Me in the ear. So
I can do a lot of different laughs.
Yeah. You are multifaceted,
yeah.
multi-talented...
Laugh-wise.
...in the laughter category.
Mm-hmm.
Static radio. Hey, Thebes!
Hey, I don't know if anybody's said this yet, but because I came in a little bit late, murder mystery.
Oh,
murder
dude.
Mystery,
that's like the whole...
A murder mystery cruise would be at, like, Clue, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That would be absolutely... Have you ever attended one of those before?
Yeah, I did in November.
Are you serious?
November, yeah.
What
not
was it
a
like?
Cruise.
Yeah,
cruise,
right, right.
Murder mystery dinner. Yeah.
What's it like?
It was pretty cool. Nobody had done it before, and but it went off really well. And now that we know kind of how it works, we're going to be doing a lot more out here. So
that's cool.
There's probably about 15 of us that really got into it and really want to do that some more. So,
dude, I've always wanted to do a murder mystery thing, and I would absolutely have to be the guy who was the detective, just so I could be like this murder. Just became a mystery. That's all I've ever wanted to do. That's all I've ever wanted to do. And I'll pull my sunglasses off, and it'll be like CSI Miami, and it'll be brilliant.
I wish people had seen that. You know, like, did anybody see that on the webcam? Please do.
I'm just saying.
Epic.
I'm just saying.
Hey, you gotta grow your mustache back. Your look.
I really
curly
yeah.
mustache back for your detective.
I think I'm going to because I went to the Co. of Cost this weekend to get razors because I was out of razors. They are stupidly expensive.
Razors?
Yes, yeah. Like the new razor thing. It's like, oh, I'm out of razors. I need a new package of razors. And it's like $47.
Whoa.
Yeah, for razors.
Like, but I don't have a mustache.
Yeah.
Second mortgage out of your house or anything like that.
Dude, right? 50 bucks. So, dude, I've been rocking Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey says no razor. So, yeah. So, it looks like I'm growing the beard.
I can see that.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. So, sweet. Right on, man.
Okay.
All right, Thebes. Later. Thebes in California giving us a call. Talking about cruises and what cruise theme would you like to attend?
No way.
Come on.
I don't want to live in the movie. It was enough seeing the previews.
Yeah, dude. Saw Movie Cruise is the next one in line with the actors and with puppets seen in the film the guy who's... What?
You're just setting yourself up for that.
I'm telling you.
Let me put myself on a cruise with the... Is his name Saw? Is that what it is, right?
I didn't watch name? It. Yeah. The puppet guy?
What,
I'm not going to lie.
Mask guy.
I don't know his name. Puzzle Box.
Ew.
No, what was his name? He's got a really stupid name.
I'll just call him Creep for short.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
anyways, there's going to be a lot of Saw notables. Costas Mandylore, he plays Hoffman. I don't even know. I never saw those movies. So, and the puppet scene in the films is going to be on board. Dan Yeager, who stars as Leatherface in the new movie Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D, he will also be on board in case you've ever wanted to die on a cruise ship.
No, thanks.
So,
see,
yeah.
The whole thing, your anxiety level is going to be super up. And here's the thing, with when mine's up, I like hit things because...
Yeah. I've seen too many new cop television shows where it starts off like this, where it's like, oh, it was just a fun cruise theme, da-da-da-da-da, and then someone eats it. That's what happens on the show.
And thus, we don't go.
And then the fake murder mystery turns into the real murder mystery, and then it's like, yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
I punched my cousin in the face on Halloween.
What?
Because he came running at me with his mask, and I was like, no! And then it just happened. See, that cruise and me would
That's
not
good.
Get along, because the actors, you know, and me... Not acting. Scared.
In high school, this is probably why I did not end up with my high school girlfriend. It was Halloween, and we went to one of those, like, scary, grown-up, crazy haunted houses. Uh-uh. Right?
No.
It's creepy, and you go through, and there's dudes jumping out at you, and there was, like, Freddy Krueger, and there's all this, like, really scary stuff, right? And I'm like, that's good. Okay, that's good. This is fun. And about two-thirds of the way through, a guy jumped out with an actual chainsaw.
What?
And started chasing us. And I yelled and ran and left my high school girlfriend in the haunted house.
You left her
to Needless die. To say, the relationship did not last much longer. But as it turns out, I do run faster than her, so I felt confident that I was going to survive. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm glad you made it out alive.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Static Radio.
Hi. I had some questions about the Promageddon event.
Yeah.
You could hook me up with the right person to talk to.
Okay, check it out. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay?
And I'll get you to the right person. Doop 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 doop.
What were we talking about? I'm a little ADD at this point.
Doop 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 doop. Talking about Promageddon and stuff.
I went into a haunted house when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I dropped my stuff in.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, we're you're interested in Promageddon stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the prop director.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So my daughter and a bunch of her friends are interested in going.
Awesome.
And so some of the parents and I kind of had some questions as far as what kind of supervision is going to be there.
Right. Yeah. Well, we actually have a great... Now, you know what? I was going to be funny with it, and I'm not going to. I'm totally not going to be funny with this, because I'm like, no, that's important. Parents need to know this. We have a lot of chaperones. As far as adult supervision, obviously... this is Steve-O, by the way. You didn't really go anywhere.
You're still
on the morning
air.
Show. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Sorry.
Adri, who is in charge of our events coordinator, she actually has a monstrous list of... And I
don't mean to say monstrous to scare you. There's a lot of great, great people that are going to be there. Ray Del Toro, the pastor of Vertical Student Ministries here, has a slew of volunteers as well from his ministry team who are going to be here. We always, always, always do makeout patrol 24/7 for the 4 hours that it's going on.
That will not be happening.
Yeah, that will not be happening. It's a very, very safe environment, not to mention the actual Calvary security that is on campus. So
they're pretty beastly.
Yeah, they are beastly and scary and awesome. So, yeah, we have a full security detail along with all of the chaperones and all the ministry teams that will be here. So it's going to be a blast.
Great. Now, do you know, I mean, as far as the PDA patrol there?
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, other than just straight out making out, I mean, are they going to be pretty conservative in what they're allowing and what they're not allowing?
Yeah, let me tell you. Last year, a dude kissed his date on the cheek and I punched him in the face.
And he was gone.
And
he
never came back. Never. No, not really.
And he stopped following Jesus. No, just yeah. kidding.
And he left. And it, no. Yeah, no, dude, it's definitely not... We don't want parents to be bummed out when all of a sudden they have surprise grandkids. So I'm just going to be honest.
Stop it. Like,
we're trying
way
to.
Short
yeah,
of
yeah, exactly.
Don't worry.
Save room
prom.
For the Holy Spirit. We don't. Yeah, there's right. zero booty dancing, if you will, going to okay. be happening. So this isn't a club. This is a static radio prom. And so, yeah, no, it's. I promise you.
And it's at a church.
Yeah. And yeah,
that loves
right,
church.
Exactly. Yeah, unfortunately, experience has shown me that doesn't always mean that it's.
True story. And good on you, Mom, for caring enough about your child to call in on stuff like this. Because I know a lot of parents who just don't care when it comes to that kind of thing. And it, yeah. I want to strangle said parents, because as a parent, I do care. My kids are 6 and 8, and I already am like protective of them. Yes. So, yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah, no, it's very quote unquote conservative, if you will. Yeah. And,
right.
and it doesn't even have to be make anything that is deemed inappropriate, like putting your hands below a shoulder. I'm telling you, knocking them out. I'm just kidding.
We got a bat. Just kidding.
I'm no funny, bat. But not. But yeah, no, it's going to be cool. I promise.
All right.
You
great.
Can count on
we'll
our prom
be watching.
To be okay. Yeah.
Okay.
This isn't a public high school prom, so you don't have to worry. So,
All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Later. Derail! But that's okay. Promageddon coming up Friday, May 4th. Tickets are $19. Groups of 10 or more are $15. It's going down at the Hub and, yeah.
Amphitheater.
We've been doing it how many years now?
I don't know.
Many.
Yes.
And it's always a blast.
Yes.
And I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be completely honest. Makeout patrol is one of my favorite things. I've actually only ever busted one couple.
Really?
Yeah, in the many years that I've been doing it. So, yeah, it seems like kids actually do come to dance and hang out and have fun and not go off into random dark corners. But yeah, And I caught them out by the dumpsters. They were out by the
what
dumpsters making out.
How
was
romantic.
Like, really, bro? So as we're walking him back, I just seriously walking him back staring at him like, really, bro? The dumpsters? Like, that's the
no,
best.
Ask the
it
girl.
Smells
really, girl?
Awful. That's disgusting. Really?
Get some standards.
Really? The dumpster?
I mean,
come on!
At least the parking lot.
No, Celeste! No!
I'm making a joke.
I know you
it's
are.
Ridiculous.
And we have security patrolling the parking lot at all times. Therefore, we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Last thing. Yeah, never mind. I'm not going there. All right.
No, seriously.
How did we derail to this? Awesome parents.
I like this better than talking about.
Scary cruises? Scary cruise. Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We're going to rock some jammy jams for you right now. Steve-O and Celeste on your morning show. And had Joey Belleville in studio earlier this morning from the Echoing Green and from Friendship. And yeah, I'm going to post that interview because it was hilarious. And
right.
I always have him in studio, but I brought Chrissy in as well so that we could do an official EG interview, working on new stuff and playing right after Amberlin at Etchfest this weekend, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
That's
this weekend.
Kind of exciting. Yeah. So, yeah, brand newest of newest from the Echoing Green and probably my favorite song on their new record. No, I'm not biased because my wife's
no,
rocking
not
lead. At all.
Nope.
But
nope.
Also, it's titled The Huntress, which is also a comic character from DC Comics. So.
Girl, I have no idea what you just said.
Static. The Echoing Green, song called The Huntress. Kind of a fan.
Your wifey.
That band right there. They're pretty good.
She's pretty awesome.
Pretty good. You know, Steve-O and Celeste in studio with you this morning. Thanks for hanging out with me.
Yeah, it's been, you know, fun.
Yeah, you should start getting here earlier so you can helping me? That's not... What am I trying to say?
Right, though. It's okay.
Yeah, okay.
It's okay.
Hey, if you're just joining us, we've been talking about cruise ships.
That we don't want to go on.
Yeah. Fans of the horror movie Saw and its many sequels will have a chance to meet the stars of the franchise on what is being billed the first ever Saw movie cruise.
You know, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I never watch horror movies. Ever.
Well, you're a girl.
I just don't. No, but here's the thing, is because I was like, I feel like I've had experience with this before, and it took me a while to figure it out. It's because I grew up watching X-Files.
Which That's for not like horror no, no, movies?
For like me, when I was like, when was the X-Files?
A few years ago.
90s.
Dude, me and Joey were just at an event, and we were hanging out with this guy.
I'm just saying.
And all of a sudden, he was like, hey, did you see that episode of X-Files where blah, 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 blah? And we're like, oh my gosh, yes, I own every season of the X-Files. I love the X-Files. He was like, yeah, I played the priest in the blah, blah, blah. You did!
Yeah, see, but in the mind of, like, how old was I? I don't know. Like,
it was in, like, mid-90s.
Okay, so, like, six-year-old girl mind is, like...
6 years old in the mid-90s? Get out.
I was 6 years old.
No, really, get out. No. You're... Don't go! Wow! Yeah,
that's very frightening for
you know
little me.
Okay, I was with a dear, dear friend of mine, whom I love, this last weekend. I won't say who. But we were hanging out, we were rapping, and he's got a daughter who's 5, I believe. And she kept making this weird face. And I'm like, what is up with this weird face,
she was
right?
Scared of you.
And she starts like, no, she was scaring me.
Oh my gosh, this music.
She starts making this weird face. Yeah. And I'm like, what is that? Well, she's talking to Jack. Jack, my 8-year-old, have you ever seen The Walking Dead? And I said,
oh no.
What? Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but
true
I know
story.
It's very bad.
It's a zombie show on AMC right now.
So she's making zombie faces?
She's making zombie faces because that's her favorite show.
Oh my goodness.
True story.
No thanks.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Mm. 5 years old. Future of America. Future of America.
Unless she finally decides she gets so freaked out she ends up like me.
I'm just, no, I'm pretty sure that's called desensitization. Is that a word?
I get what you mean.
Desensitization.
I can't vouch for if that's a word or not.
Vouch for me, bro.
I haven't come
across. Vouch for me, bro.
I'm not a
pro. It's a word. Vouch for me.
I'm a girl.
Vouch for me.
Desensitized.
I don't know the girl version of bro, because I was going to say bra, but that's highly inappropriate.
Yeah, it definitely
bra?
Is.
Bra?
Nah, just...
What's the girl bro?
It just makes me feel like sister? Back in my tomboy days.
Because bro's brother. Sis?
Well, I told you this one time, and you just made fun of me. Like always, so I shouldn't be surprised.
Right.
But... No, I don't think you can pull off the sis.
The sis?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of got this...
It's too close to cyst. And that's just weird. I'm just
only
saying.
If you make it that close.
I don't know.
It has attitude to it.
Okay.
I don't know if
you know what I'm saying, sis.
Almost. No, maybe that's just for
awful.
That group of friends.
This is awful.
Forget it. You can call me.
I don't
me
like
bro.
It. All right, bro.
Okay.
All right. Ugh. Talking about the Saw movie cruise and or... Proper terminology for calling a dude, chick, cis, girl.
I'm not a dude chick.
Yeah.
This made me sound like I have a beard.
Static.
So I heard somewhere that like the new female equivalency of bro is Durbina.
Is what?
Yeah, I know. It seems kind of weird.
How
it's
do
like
you spell that?
D-E-R-P-I-N-A, Durbina.
Durbina.
I feel like yep. That's like dirt.
Yeah.
I think it's made famous by that popular internet meme, Derp.
Ah, got it.
Derp.
Really? That's just too many letters.
Yeah.
I need a three-letter.
That's hard.
I need a three-letter term here.
Okay, we can just say Derp.
Derp.
Nope.
Yeah, that's just
feel like
too close to burp.
Like an insect.
No, doesn't retain any more femininity that way.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for the call,
thanks.
Man. Well, we were talking cruise ships. Wow. How does this happen? I don't even know. We only have about 7 minutes left to show. Makes me sad. But we were talking about the Saw movie cruise ship. They're desperate, dude.
So are they going to, like, take the people that are on the cruise and, like, put them in these Saw situations?
No!
Or are they, like, acting it out?
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me? No, it's just for fans of the movie, and they're going to have the actors there, and they're going to do cocktail parties and private meet and greet meals with the actors.
I'm sure everybody else in Saw thought they were going to have a normal day too.
Because fans of Saw movies are totally normal.
Yeah.
They're totally normal people.
Have fun on your
cruise. That's what they do. I've always wanted to take my wife and kids on the Saw cruise. We just love those movies so much.
Ugh.
Right?
I'll see you when you get back and you're missing a couple limbs.
Right. Exactly.
Enjoy that cruise.
So anyways, if you could go on any type of cruise theme, what kind of cruise would you want to go on? What about like an Indiana Jones cruise? Is that too much dirt?
There's a big rock in that movie, right? I'm just kidding.
You're fired.
I knew that.
You're fired.
I've seen him. Fired from life. Just kidding.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, hands down. Favorite movie of all time.
Oh, I'm glad for you.
Yeah, you just like destroyed my soul. Are you kidding me? Do you not know who Indiana Jones is?
I was just doing it because I knew it would upset you.
Wow.
And it worked.
High five.
Thanks.
Good job, you.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones cruise or what would you want to do? Care Bears? Or?
No. Potential to be like possessed stuffed animals?
Possessed stuffed animals?
It's like what we were talking about with the Muppets. I was like, what if somebody stops controlling it and all of a sudden the Muppets just like, hey.
Possessed stuffed. No, well, here I thought, because I remember when I was a kid, Care Bears was bad because he had like a sunshine chest or something and then he shot sunbeams out of his body.
Wow.
And then like there was the rainbow dude and he was like, let's make it rainbow-y-er.
Speaking of that,
and then
rainbow.
The rainbow shoots out.
My sister broke her arm on that rainbow.
I think the rainbow one was pink.
Can I tell you how she broke her arm?
Yeah.
Okay. We had a bunk bed and Care Bear sheets. And she was like, oh, I'm going to make the rainbow from the bunk bed down to the ground.
Man.
And because she was the older sister, she had to go first. I was like, fine, you go because I'm the baby. And then she went and broke her arm.
Great. Tell me these stories because me and my wife were actually in the process of trying to find a bunk bed for our sons.
Girls are vicious. Don't get Care Bear sheets.
I never broke.
Think there's a rainbow.
No, I never broke any bone in my body, and now I'm like terrified for my children.
Well, as long as they don't think the sheet is a rainbow that's going to transport them to happiness.
I had a bunk bed when I was a kid. I never did that, so I feel pseudo safe.
Well, we did.
Thanks, bro. Thanks. Whoa. Hello.
If you'd like to make a call,
not really.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
505-338-3700 if you'd like to talk about nothing with us.
So that was funny.
That's kind of what we're doing. Steve-O and Celeste with you. We've got brand new POD for you on the way back. I cannot wait for their new record to finally come out.
Holler. I'm trying to bring that word back.
Isn't it holla?
No.
Isn't it like holla back?
Not for the white girls like
holler.
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 It's kind of more irritating, which is why I do it.
Okay. That's like Barton Holler, because it's Barton Hollow, but they call it Barton Holler, because they're from Tennessee.
I'm going to do that now.
I'm confused. Static.
Oh, yes. I heard you guys had mentioned bunk beds.
Yeah.
You should totally go for it, because I grew up with bunk beds, because I have a twin brother, and it was awesome.
Hey.
Were they twin-size bunk beds?
Were they? Actually, they were.
Nice. High five me.
So where are you?
Yeah.
Yay!
It's funny, because I have, like, the fondest memories of being a kid, and, like, my brother and I, we would do this thing. It was, like, stick out your head. It's where, like, whoever's on top would stick their head out the side, and whoever's on the bottom would, like, laying on the back would stick their head up, and we'd talk to each other.
Ah. Like, so you guys, like, bonded.
Yeah, definitely.
See, me and my brother, we had bunk beds. We had bunk beds, me and my brother. And I was just nervous because it's like, you know, okay, here's the big question, twin brother. When did you guys get your own room?
Oh.
Never.
Really?
You still live together?
So, like.
We've shared the same room, but we've moved in and out a couple of times.
So, like. So, okay, this is my question, because I'm wondering, like, well, they're, like, little kids, and it's cute now, but in high school, did you guys share a room in high school?
Oh, well, like, we didn't have the same bunk beds, like, eventually.
Well, no. That'd be kind of weird, I'm not going to lie.
Eventually, it actually became, like, just mattresses on the floor on opposite sides of the room, you know?
But you guys still shared a room?
Yeah, we had
two. All right.
Other siblings.
Yeah, see, and that's our thing, is we got, like, a small house, and we're like, well, we could just start packing them in like sardines, but is that weird for their psyche? But you seem, in the 17 seconds that I've talked to you, you seem like a normal human.
Seems like
I do usually, like, until I get to about 30 seconds. So.
Okay, cool. Right on, man. Well, I'm going
to
let you go, because I still kind of like you right now.
All right,
man. Have a great day.
I got 5 seconds.
Okay, all right, bye. All right, cool.
So I think by the time they're like getting in there a little past the preteens, then it's kind of like, I need my own room. That's what I would say.
Yeah, but I'm still a parent experience. And I could be like, you know what? No, but you're a chick. Girls are different. They need their own rooms, definitely.
I shared a room with my sister until we were 16.
Okay.
She moved to college.
Huh. See? Yeah, so that's why.
Yep.
I'm just saying, I don't know these things. I'm learning. I have little kids. You know what I mean? And so, in fact, Chrissy being pregnant right now, that's kind of why we're like, okay, boys in this room, pray. Hopefully it's a girl. Sort of, because then I hear all these crazy stories about you as a teenager, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Teenage girls are insane.
I was safe when I was a teenager. When I was a kid, we jumped off the bunk beds.
Yeah. That's
when those things happened.
I'm talking just like a heads up. Hormonal crying and like I wouldn't know what to do with that. I'd be like, put a Band-Aid on it. Mm. I can't put a Band-Aid on my feelings.
That's what
like,
mom's for.
I don't know what to
it's
say.
Okay. It's okay. That's what mom's for.
That's true.
You're good.
That's true.
You're all right.
Static.
Hey, talking about bunk beds, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Me and my brother shared bunk beds. We were 2 years apart, and we shared bunk beds until I think I was like 14, and
nice.
Then we moved into a new house, and so I got my own room. But I mean, I loved it because we had like our bunk beds, and we always set up all kinds of different stuff and
a fort.
It was fun, man.
Nice. See,
it's like a double chin in your room.
See, that's what I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear the jungle gym in your room because my boys, well, they're my boys, so they're miniature versions of me, and I know how I was when I was a kid, so I'm terrified for medical bills.
If you
I
get
really
a bunk
am.
Bed, it's going to be a jungle gym.
It's on like Donkey Kong, literally. Oh, is there going to be swinging from the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's going to happen.
Right on. Thanks, man.
You know what's good about bunk beds?
Nothing. Well,
if you're on the bottom bunk and you're mad at the one on whoever's sleeping up top, you can just
kick
push
their mattress.
It.
Yeah, see, these are all things that are making me hate bunk beds.
It's so much fun.
Oh, wow. You are a bad sibling.
Then
you are
don't
bad,
get bunk beds.
Bad.
I'm just trying to be honest with you.
It is 9:51 now, and I'm thinking that's it for us. It's Wednesday, right? Wednesday.
I'd rather talk about bunk beds than Saw Cruise.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
True story.
I was doing it on purpose. I don't like it.
Celeste, 6 to midnight tonight. You're hanging out in studio. And being that it's Wednesday, we have Expound with Pastor Skip Heitzig.
Yes.
That's going to be amazing,
that's
as always.
7:20.
I love that dude.
He's pretty cool, huh?
We kind of had lunch yesterday, all of us. Oh. And I'm stealing him for Shock Therapy Live.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that coming very soon. I cannot wait.
That's going to be legit. Is Nate going to be there too?
Yes, he is. It was really interesting when we had Linnea special guest once because it was mom, you know, and it was like, mom, you can't, you know, and so I can't wait to see what happens with dad. So, yeah, Pastor Skip Heitzig every Wednesday night about 7:20 right here on Static Radio. And, yeah, you can catch Celeste every single weeknight from 6 to midnight.
We'll hang out.
Yeah. And randomly on the morning show when you actually wake up early enough and get on into the station.
I asked you yesterday if you wanted me to come in. You're like, what? What do you
just
mean come
saying,
in early?
Bro.
I'm just trying to be honest.
Kind of short-handed.
You
could
can't
use
deal with
the
it.
Help right now, but
I asked you.
You don't want to step up. Let's
communication
go.
Problems. You know, everyone else is witnessing this right now. I'm just saying they're probably on my side.
Communication breakdown. Yeah. Good times. That's it for us. We're on out. Adri up next. And we'll see you tonight at 6.
Yep.
All right, bro.
Peace out.
Have a great day, everybody. Brand new POD for you on the way back. Static Radio.